Rowan Spencer going back deep to receive the kick. And the Ashgrove Pirates getting it teed up out there, and we are about ready to go. Folks, there's still a lot of room out here if you want to come out to the ball game. Steve Looney's made his way to Lewis Bosman Field, and he is excited about state playoff football. And here we go. Miller's got it teed up. They get the okay, and a squib kick is going to be fielded by the Thayer Bobcats at 41-yard line. Jumping on that ball for the Thayer Bobcats was Brandon Prince, number 17, the Bobcat freshman, backup quarterback. And he did the right thing. That ball bounced on the ground. He just corralled it, and he curled his body around it, and here we go. Senior quarterback Landry Pitts, who had a great game 1 week ago. He was absolutely phenomenal last Friday night. Landry will be the Bobcat quarterback. The Willison boys are in the backfield, and they are going to come out here in a single-back set to start. Jackson Willison in the backfield. Two receivers on the near side. They give it to Jax. Jax running over to the outside. Gets to the 45, 46-yard line. Knocked out of bounds. That'll be about a 5-6-yard pickup on first down for the Thayer Bobcats. And number five coming over for the Ashgrove Pirates, making the stop. It'll take me a minute to find him. Zane Delk, a 6'2", 165-pound senior, made the tackle. About a 6-yard pickup on first down with the Thayer Bobcats. That's what Coach Billy Weber likes to see. Thayer got Rowan Spencer wide to the near side. Lane Grimes in a slot. And a single setback here to give to Jackson. Cuts it upfield, gets hit in the backfield. Manages to fight back to about the line. That was Griffin Willison, actually. Griffin Willison got about to the line of scrimmage, and that was it. They're actually going to move marking for a yard loss. That brings up a third down and 5 for the Thayer Bobcats. Wanting to move the chains. Coach Billy Weber likes to take the ball and get that first touchdown, make the other team play catch up. We'll see here. Ashgrove defense trying to get a stop. Thayer Bobcats looking to move the chains. Third down and 5. Receiver wide to the near side. Here's a little play action. No, they give it up in the middle. And Jackson Willison going to power it up to about the 48-yard line. He's going to pick up about 3 on the play. Actually, 4. Third down and, well, that's a full 2. A fourth down and 2. Will Thayer go for it here? Will they punt and play field position? Remember, Landry Pitts, the Bobcat quarterback, is the punter. And he's going to line up in punt formation. So Thayer looks like they're going to punt it away. And one man back deep for Ashgrove. I don't think they believe it's a punt, but it is. There's a kick off the side of the foot, going to go to the right side of the field. Oh, then take an Ashgrove bounce all the way out to the 37-yard line. So about 20 yards on the kick, not a good punt. That one kind of shanked off the side of his foot, and here come the Ashgrove Pirates with great field position at their own 37-yard line, first and 10. Brock Mooneyham, junior quarterback. He's a good one, Adam. I'm looking forward to see this kid play.
Yeah, we've heard good things about him all week long.
He moves well. He throws the ball good. And he also is a good runner. And the Bobcat defense going to have their hands full. He will line up with a back in the backfield. That's number 34, Tristan Bowers, a 5'7", 185-pounder. They come out of the double wing. Here's quarterback just looking to run it off the snap. He gets hit in the backfield, and he's dropped for a 2-yard loss. Thayer Bobcats swarming the quarterback on the play, number 58, making the tackle, Spencer Compton. Oh, the Thayer Bobcats, was that right?
That was 56.
56?
Nicholson.
Oh, Dalton Nicholson. All right, 56, Dalton Nicholson making the play for the Thayer Bobcats. That's a loss of a yard for Mooneyham. He didn't disguise that one. He just took the snap, ran straight at the left tackle, and the Bobcats were there to knock him down. Mooneyham in shotgun formation. Got Bowers on his right hip to protect. This time a little play-action fake, looking to throw the football. Everybody's covered. He's running for his life. Going to throw this one out to the side. Intercepted. Landry Pitts at the 40, to the 30, to the 25. Cuts it back to the 20, 15, and upended at the 15-yard line. Thayer Bobcats with the first turnover of the night. Landry Pitts steps in front of the receiver and picks it off, and the Thayer Bobcats are going to have it in the Community First Banking Company red zone. First and 10, Landry Pitts with a pick, almost a pick six. Mooneyham throwing that one on the run, and the Bobcats got good pressure on him, Adam, and that time he just threw a bad ball. Threw it over the head of his receiver right into the hands of awaiting Landry Pitts. 9:56 to go in the first quarter. Thayer with it in the Community First Banking Company red zone at the 15-yard line. They give it to Jackson Willison. He gets in behind a blocker, breaks it down to the 5-yard line and brought down. That's a good-looking play right there. Boy, that left side of the offensive line blew a huge hole in the defense. It'll be a pickup of about 7 yards on the play for Jack Willison. Down to about the 7-yard line, they mark him down. Second down and 3. Bobcats can get a first down without a touchdown. They need to get to about the 4-yard line. Bobcats Split backfield, give it to Griffin Willison, running over the right side. Griff, he dives down inside the five, and it looks to me like he might have enough for the first down here. Might be the first down of the night. It is a first down. First and goal to go for the Thayer Bobcats. That first down brought to you by Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic in West Plains. Griff Willison running over the right side. Coach Weber switching it up a little bit in the backfield here tonight. Bobcats coming to split backfield. Actually, they're in a power T. Lane Grimes in at fullback, and Landry Pitts going to dive in. Did he get in the end zone? Yes, he did. Touchdown. Landry Pitts on a quarterback sneak from 3 yards out. And with 9:02 to play in the first quarter, the Thayer Bobcats take a 6-0 lead over the Ashgrove Pirates. And, boy, that turnover really ignited that Bobcat offensive line. They did a nice job on that drive.
Yes, they did. There was holes all over the field.
Yeah. I might have been able to run for a touchdown. I don't know why that's funny. Nine minutes to go. Here in the first quarter, Thayer with a 6-0 lead. Zach Jones on to attempt the extra point. Boy, he's been really good lately.
Yes, he has. He was 5-for-5 last week.
Yes, he was. Here's a good snap. Ball is down. Kick is up. Ooh, I think he pulled that one wide left.
Him.
Yep. We cursed him. Anyway, extra point is no good. Thayer leads it 6-0 with 9:02 to play in the first quarter. We'll take a timeout, and we'll be back with the kick in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
At FNBC, we are committed to our customers and being an active member in the communities we serve. With 11 convenient locations across North Central and Northeast Arkansas, we invite you to stop by and pull up a chair with one of our community bankers to see how FNBC can serve you. We offer products like Cobalt Checking with ID Protect, and our online and mobile banking allow you to manage your accounts right in the palm of your hand. FNBC is here to build a lasting relationship with you.
You and FNBC, better together? Go Bobcats! Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Additional terms and conditions may apply.
Back to more Thayer Bobcat football on Anywhere, Anytime, K-Country 95. Here's Mike Crace.
Thayer Bobcat crowd is excited tonight here at Lewis Bosman Field. Thayer Bobcats intercept a Mooneyham pass, take it down to the 15-yard line, and the three plays scored a touchdown with 9:02 to play in the first quarter. Thayer leads it by a score of 6-0. Zach Jones getting ready to tee it up for the Bobcats, and two men back deep to receive for the Ashgrove Pirates. One of them is Bowers on the far side, trying to catch the number on this near side over here. Here's the kick. Going to be along the ground. Going to roll to one of the up men. He'll field it at the 37-yard line. That's exactly where Ashgrove started their first drive of the night, which ended up on a third down play. They didn't convert. An interception by Landry Pitts for the Thayer Bobcats. So Mooneyham brings his troops back out. He'll have Tristan Bowers in the backfield. They got wideouts all over, and, you know, we've played some teams that run with a lot of wide receivers. I don't know that we've played a team all year that's got them that are 6'3", 6'2", 6'3". I mean, they got big, tall kids all over the field. They got three of them in a bunch on the near side, short side of the field. Mooneyham in shotgun formation. Got Bowers back there with it. Got a man split wide to the far side here to give to the tailback. That is Bowers. Gets it out across the 40 to about the 41. Thayer Bobcats make a hit right there. It's about a 3-yard gain. Second down and 7 coming up for the Ashgrove Pirates. Wearing white uniforms, trimmed in the red with the white helmets. Boy, there's a bunch of them got stickers all over them. Thayer Bobcats, of course, wearing the home green tonight with the white letters and numbers. Second down and about 7 for the Pirates. 8:33 to go, first quarter. Mooneyham this time puts his back on his left side. Again, three receivers in a bunch on the near side. Mooneyham will fake. We're going to get a penalty here on Ashgrove for illegal procedure. One of those wideouts moved early. One of the wideouts moved just before the snap. That's going to back him up 5. And boy, or is this going to be against? I think they're going to mark this off against Thayer. Haven't seen an indication. It's offsides. Ooh, on the Bobcats.
Ooh, you don't see that much coming.
Offsides on the Thayer defense. Well, they'll take the ball out to the 47-yard line. It'll be second down and 1 for Ashgrove. Don't know if somebody lined up in the neutral zone. I didn't see anybody jump for Thayer, but I did see one of the wideouts leave early, and maybe that's why. Second down and 1 for the Pirates. Mooneyham, the quarterback, He's a big kid. He's in shotgun, got somebody going in motion across the front of the formation. Takes a low snap, gets the ball, runs it across the 45 out to the 50-yard line, and a first down on a 3-yard pickup. For Brock Mooneyham, quarterback for Ash Grove, nothing fancy about that one, Adam. Take the snap and just run straight ahead.
Yeah, we've seen that a couple times already tonight.
Yeah, and that's what they're going to do when they run it. Most of the time, probably 9 out of 10 plays when they run it, it's going to be the quarterback taking off with it. He comes again with four wideouts, three on this side, one on the far side. Mooneyham in shotgun. Now got a man going across the front. Going to get the Bowers. Oh, he gets lit up in the backfield.
Griffin Willison.
He puts Tim Bowers on his back all the way back at the 46-yard line. I said Tim Bowers. I meant Tristan Bowers. Actually giving him progress to the 48. It'll be a 3-yard loss on the play. And, I mean, that was textbook.
I wonder what the title of that book was because Griffin just read it.
Oh, he did. I mean, that was a textbook tackle. Here comes Ash Grove with it. Bowers said, yeah, I don't want it this time.
Yep. He went out.
He did go out again. He's over on the sideline thinking, nah. Second down and 13 for Ash Grove. Mooneyham back to throw, rolling to his left, sets his feet, turns and throws it. It is caught by the wideout, short of a first down, but all the way down to the Bobcat 41-yard line. And that'll be about a 11-yard pickup on a third down, on a second down. Grimes made the tackle immediately, and it'll bring up a third down at about 2 for Ash Grove. That's a good throw. Boy, this kid's got an arm.
Yes, he does.
Rolling to his left, and he threw a BB out there to the receiver. Was that number 2, Sammy Moreland?
Yes, it was.
Sammy Moreland on the reception. 6'3", 175 pounds, and fast lane Grimes was right on it. Third down and 2. Mooneyham back looking to throw again. Looking left, now gets some pressure. Zach Jones is after him. He turns and throws one. It's caught again by Moreland. He's brought down immediately, but man, he went up high and brought that ball down at the 37. It'll be a 5-yard pickup and a first down for the Ash Grove Pirates. Down to the Thayer 32-yard line. And again, throwing a rocket.
Yeah.
I bet this kid pitches for the baseball team.
I was thinking the same thing.
If he doesn't, he needs to.
And I bet number 2 is a center on the basketball team.
He might be. Yeah, 6'3", 175, and he went up high to pull that ball down. That was good hands right there. That's a nice play. First and 10 for Ash Grove. Give it. No quarterback's going to keep it. Running to the left on the RPO. He gets inside the 35 to about the 32-yard line. That's going to be a pickup of about 4 yards on the play from Mooneyham. And it was Landry Pitts making the tackle for the Thayer Bobcats. Running a little RPO. Gave it to the fullback, pulled it out, and kept it going the other way. Tried to turn it against the grain. So not only is he quick, he's also pretty smart.
Yep.
So here they come. Mooneyham coming to the line of scrimmage. Number 28 in there now at the halfback, Nate Trammell. 5'10 junior. Second down and 6 for the Pirates. Straight back looking to throw. There's a fake. Now rolling to his left. Mooneyham sets his feet. Throws another one outside. Incomplete through the hands of Moreland. And we got a penalty on the Thayer Bobcats. You can't do that. Thayer Bobcats going to get called for a penalty. The defender didn't know that the pass was incomplete and picked up the receiver and dumped him on his head. And that's going to be a personal foul. That'll be 15 yards and a first down for the Ash Grove Pirates. Got to have a little more awareness than that. Ball was way high. Receiver couldn't pull it down. And there we go. Personal foul against the defense. And that'll give Ash Grove a first down. It'll take the ball down inside. I think it's going to end up inside the 20-yard line. They're going to mark it 15 from the line of scrimmage the way it looks. Yeah, let's take the ball, well, down in near the 20.
About the 19.
Where it's all going to end up. Yeah, I think you're right. Yeah, I'll take this down to the 17.
I was never real good at math.
About the 17-yard line, first and 10 for the Ash Grove Pirates. Well, the Pirates got something going here against the Thayer Bobcat defense thanks to a penalty. That's the second penalty on this drive against the defense. Thayer's got to get that out of their minds. 5.5 minutes to go in the first quarter. Mooneyham in shotgun. Got a man in motion coming to the near side. Back looking to throw. Bobcat gets some pressure on him again. Throws this one over the middle. Caught by Moreland inside the 5. And another strike. And that's going to be a pickup of about 10 yards. Giving him a 12 and a first down for the Ash Grove Pirates. 12 yards and a first down. He's completed that one to Sammy Moreland. And again, made a nice catch. And it'll be first and goal to go for Ash Grove. We've seen these Thayer Bobcats stand tall in this situation all season long.
They do not like to break that wall.
No, they don't. They throw that wall up inside the 10. Ashgrove got a man in motion. Low snap. Quarterback gives a fake. Now gets hit behind the line and manages to get back to about the original line of scrimmage. Jackson Willison got in there, brought him down from the backside. And it was Dalton Nicholson, number 58, helping him out on the play. Or 56, I'm sorry. So it'll be second down and goal to go from the 5-yard line for Ashgrove. Second and five. And again, quarterback trying to keep it. And the Bobcats have got him scouted well. He's not had much room to run so far tonight, but boy, he can throw it. And he can throw it on the move. Bobcats are just sending three on the rush. And they've been made to get a little bit of pressure on him. Here at Moodyham, rolling to the right, this time looking to the end zone. Still looking in the end zone, throws it incomplete back in the back corner. Good defense out there by the Bobcats secondary. I believe that was Simers.
Yep, that was.
Simers on the defense, Eric Simers. It'll be a third down and goal to go for Ashgrove. While you're in four down territory here, down 6-0?
I believe so.
I don't know that they have a kicker. Of course, they kicked off, but they kicked an onside try. So third down and goal to go here for Ashgrove. Big play in this game for the Bobcat defense early on. We're down to 4.5 minutes to play in the first quarter. Moreland in shotgun. Got Bowers back in there on his right hip. They fake a handoff. Little play action. Receivers open at the goal line. He catches it for the touchdown. That's Moreland. Simers was there, but I don't think Simers ever saw the ball coming. He caught it at the goal line and fell into the end zone. Touchdown, Ashgrove Pirates. That's a nice drive started to their own 32-yard line. Helped by 20 yards and penalties by the Thayer Bobcat defense. Coach Weber will address that with the defense. And now Ashgrove, they're going to go for two here. Quarterback lines up in shotgun, empty backfield, five receivers. Three on the right, two on the left. And Moreland is just going to take it and run. Dives toward the end zone. He stopped. Yeah, two-point conversion, no good. And our score is 6-6 with 4:39 to play in the first quarter. We're back to Lewis Bosman Field with a kickoff in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sport Network.
It's time for families to enjoy the school sports scene once again. Everyone from Knox Orthopedics at No. 3 Medical Plaza wishes our many area athletes not only a winning season, but an injury-free season as well. If the unexpected should occur, however, Knox Orthopedics' four highly qualified orthopedists, Drs. Knox, Rawls, McConnell, and Franklin, can evaluate, diagnose, and successfully treat your injuries to get you back doing what you love sooner rather than later. Yes, they can fix that. Check them out at KnoxOrthopedics.com.
Back to more Thayer Bobcat football on Anywhere, Anytime, K-Country 95. Here's Mike Crace.
Well, we played just shy of 8 minutes here in the first quarter. Thayer Bobcats and the Ashgrove Pirates tied at 6 here at Lewis Bosman Field in the Class 1 District 3 semifinals. And Ashgrove getting ready to kick it off again. When they kicked off to start the game, they just kicked a little bouncer. Bobcats got on it. And looks like that's what they're going to do again. Got it teed up, and it's another bouncer going to hit, and picked up by the Bobcats at the 40, and returned out to the 45-yard line. So that time, Prince was able to get it on a bounce.
That was Mark Spencer.
Oh, was it Mark Spencer?
Yeah, they swapped him and Prince.
Okay, so Mark Spencer managed to carry it out to the 45-yard line. That's where the Thayer Bobcats have it, first and 10. Last time the Bobcats touched the ball was after an interception by Landry Pitts, and they marched it down the field for a touchdown. First touchdown of the game. See if they can get it done here. First down coming up. First down brought to you by Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic in West Plains. Lane Grimes wide to the far side. Bobcats have got Rowan Spencer wide to the near side. Split backfield. They're going to give a little misdirection. No, they're going to keep it. Looking to throw it. Pitts looking downfield. Got a receiver open. Lane Grimes makes the catch. At the 20, 10, 5, touchdown. 56-yard touchdown throw from Landry Pitts to Lane Grimes, and the Bobcats have taken a touchdown lead at 12-6 with 4:25 to go in the first quarter. Boy, that was pretty.
That was pretty.
Lane coming all the way across from the far side of the field. He caught it in stride, and there was no catching him from the 20 to the goal line. See if the Thayer Bobcats go for two here. I would suspect they will with the 12-point. Yes, they are. They're going to go for two. Griffin Willison in the backfield. Landry Pitts in shotgun. Bobcats got a man in the slot. Here's Pitts looking to throw it into the end zone. Man wide open. He makes the catch. Two-point conversion. It's good. And that was fast lane Grimes again.
That was.
Grimes with a two-point conversion and the touchdown. And the Thayer Bobcats lead it now 14-6 with 4:25 to go in the first quarter. We'll be back with a kickoff in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sport Network.
Small town values mean a lot to Lauren Perkins Allen, attorney at law. She's from here and a proud Bobcat alumnus. She's been practicing law in Kansas City for 20 years, but also serves our local community with pride. If you need an attorney, call Lauren Perkins Allen, attorney at law. Small town values with big city experience. 816-877-8120 or visit LaurenAllenLLC.com.
The choice of a lawyer is an important decision and should not be based solely upon advertising.
Back to more Thayer Bobcat football on Anywhere, Anytime, K-Country 95. Here's Mike Crace.
Well, Thayer Bobcats just hit on a 56-yard bomb to take a 14-6 lead over the Ashgrove Pirates. And Thayer getting ready to kick it off. I want to say thanks to some of your Thayer Bobcat boosters tonight, including Forstler's True Value and Napa Auto Parts in downtown Thayer, and the law office of Fred O'Neill and the 11 Point River Title Company in Thayer, Willow Springs Realty, Solomon Cornelius, and Farm Bureau Insurance. Zach Barton in Thayer and Alton. Here at the kick, going to be a squib kick fielded by Ashgrove down to the 32-yard line. That's where they had it last time and marched it down the field. We got a shootout in the making here, Adam.
It's a real barn burner already.
It is. Well, it's not a barn burner yet. But it's got all the makings of maybe an old-fashioned barn burner here. 4:23 to go. We've had three first-quarter touchdowns, two by Thayer, one by Ashgrove. And all of them via the pass.
Yep.
Of course, Bobcats set theirs up with the run. Here come the Pirates. Come to the line. Brock Mooneyham, the junior quarterback, in shotgun again. He's got Bowers back out there in the backfield in shotgun. Here's the gift to Bowers. No, Mooneyham's going to keep it, looking to run upfield. Cuts it up to the 35 and brought down there. Good defensive play there by Mean Austin Green. Mean Austin Green makes the tackle after about a four-yard pickup by Mooneyham. Out to the 36-yard line. Ashgrove, they get the play in from the sideline. They don't go to a huddle. 4 minutes to go in this first quarter. Well, that center is a big old kid.
Yes, he is. Number 52.
Yeah.
It's Peyton Griffin. He's a 6'3", 275.
Wow. Here's Mooneyham looking to throw. Got some pressure. Bobcats got him. Oh, and he threw it away. That should be, well, no, he had a receiver there. He had a receiver there. That won't be intentional grounding, but I didn't see who was. Got him around the leg, but he almost got sacked.
I believe that was Austin Green.
Was it Austin Green again? Mean Austin Green. Making an impact here. It'll bring up a third down and six for Ashgrove. And that play had no chance. Bobcats were all over that one. So Ashgrove coming with it here. And now we got one official looking for a football. And he's going to throw it to the far sideline. Okay. Here we go. Mooneyham and shotgun on a third down and six. Straight back, bad snap. He picks it up, throws this one down the field. This ball should be intercepted. It is by Lane Grimes at the 30-yard line. And he dives ahead to the 33. Fast Lane Grimes with the interception. Second interception of the night for the Thayer Bobcats. And that time, Mooneyham just outthrew his receiver. He was getting pressured. And he let that thing fly, and the only person who was going to catch that one was the Bobcat safety, Lane Grimes, and he made the play. Did get tripped up just a bit. I'm just getting word from my buddy Alex Rutledge. Mountain View Birch Tree Liberty Eagles are over at Forsyth, and it is 14-6 Forsyth with 3 minutes to go in the first quarter. First and 10 here for the Thayer Bobcats. Bobcat defense with a second turnover here tonight. Landry Pitts brings out his split backfield, double wide set. Tight ends on the near side. Landry running the option play, going to give it to Griffin Willison. He carries it across the 35 out to about the 37-yard line. Bobcats have gone a little heavy with Griffin Willison tonight running the football.
He's got 6 yards on three carries.
Second down about to, close to 4 yards on that one. Second down and a long six. 3:19 to go in our first quarter here at Lewis Bosman Field on a cold football night in November. I'm loving this weather.
This is the best weather there is.
Second down, a long six. Split backfield again for the Thayer Bobcats. They're going to run the option again. Pitch is going to keep it. Pitches it over to Jackson Willison. And he fights to get back to the line of scrimmage and maybe a yard. Number five out there defensively, Zane Delk for Ashgrove. He got a hold of Landry Pitts, who was going to try and keep it on the corner. Luckily, Jackson was standing right there and pitched it to him to pick up 1 yard. Third down, still about 3 yards to go for the first and 10. 2:35 and counting to go here in the first quarter. Fair with a single wideout. Pitts running the option, gives it off to, no, he keeps it. Running to the right side, going to throw it over the middle. Pass is caught to the 40, to the 35, 30, and tripped up. That is Rowan Spencer on the play for the Thayer Bobcats. It'll go from the 40 all the way down to the 29-yard line. That is 10, 20, 31 yards on the play, and Rowan Spencer was wide open. And what a job by Landry Pitts to find him over there while he's rolling to his right. The Thayer Bobcats back in business. They're inside the 30. We call it the Community First Banking Company Red Zone. That first down brought to you by Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic in West Plains. I got to stand up. Thayer Bobcats in the red zone for a second time tonight. Landry Pitts in shotgun. Rolling to his right, looking to throw. Throws this one over the middle. Pass is going to be caught and down to the 15-yard line. I believe that was Magnuson, a Thayer Bobcat tight end. That was Kyron Magnuson, number four on the pickup. That'll be, 14 yards and another Thayer Bobcat first down. That first down brought to you by Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic in West Plains. Thayer Bobcats on the move again down into the Community First Banking Company red zone. They put the chains down on the 17-yard line. Under 2 minutes to go in the quarter. Thayer looking to go up two touchdowns. Rowan Spencer wide to the far side. Fast lane Grimes on the near side. Split backs tight end on this side. Bobcats running the option. They give it to Willison. Griffin Willison will take it inside the 15 to about the 14-yard line, giving 3 yards on the pickup on first down. Bobcats keeping them honest in there. And I think Lane Grimes made an impression on Ash Grove on that 56-yard bomb. And, well, they are really putting the man on him. And that got Rowan Spencer wide open on that 31-yard play. Too many weapons on this Bobcat football team for a defense to handle. Second down and 7. Pitts rolling to his left off the play action. Now going to tuck it and run. He's to the 15. Fakes it. Gets down to the 10. Inside the 5. And all the way down to the 3-yard line. What a run by Landry Pitts. That'll go for 10 yards and a first down for the Thayer Bobcats. It'll be first and goal to go from about the 3-yard line. A minute 4 to go here in the first quarter. Thayer Bobcats looking for their third touchdown of the night.
A good start.
It is a very good start. And what could turn into a shootout the way this Mooneyham kid can throw the football. And that was just a good decision by Landry there to go ahead and run that thing over the left side. Wouldn't go down. It'll be first and goal to go. Actually, about the 4-yard line, I guess, is where they marked him down. Put back for the Bobcats. Tight end on the far side. We're going to give it up in the middle. That is Jackson Willison. And he powers it down to about the goal line. I think they'll mark him down at about the 1. Be about a 3-yard pickup for Jack Willison. And we're down under a minute to go. This will be probably the final play of the first quarter. We're down to 45 seconds on the game clock, 26 on the play clock. Bobcats get the play in from the sideline, break the huddle. 20 seconds go on the play clock. They come to the line. Everybody's in tight here. It's going to be some good old smash mouth football. Landry Pitts up under center from the 1-yard line. Will he try to dive in again? Now he's going to give it to Jackson Willison. He dances into the end zone. Touchdown. Thayer Bobcats. 1-yard touchdown run. Jackson Willison. And with 23 seconds to go in the first quarter, Thayer Bobcats lead it 20-6. That's the second unanswered touchdown by the Bobcat offense. And that one coming off of another Ash Grove turnover. So two interceptions turned into two touchdowns by the Thayer Bobcats here tonight. This one coming with 23 seconds to go. And I think they're probably going to go for two here again. Yep, they're going to go for two. Landry is in shotgun formation. Jackson Willison in the slot right. Two wideouts to both sides. Here's the throw across the middle. Caught. Two-point conversion. It's good. That was Kyron Magnuson on the catch. Bobcat tight end, and the two-point conversion is good. Thayer Bobcats lead it now 22-6 over the Ash Grove Pirates. We'll be back with a kick in just 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
Hi, I'm April Wozdyk, a realtor with Century 21 Combs & Associates Real Estate. I'm excited to be a part of Century 21 team, and I look forward to assisting you with your real estate endeavors. Let me pose a question. What would you sell your property for today? I would love to discuss current market conditions and what we could do for you. Shoot me a text or give me a call, 870-710-8090.
Office number 417-264-7000. Each office independently owned and operated.
Now, more Thayer Bobcat football on the Ecom Sports Network and anywhere, anytime, K-Country 95. Here's Mike Crace.
Well, Thayer Bobcats have taken a 22-6 lead over the Ash Grove Pirates here in the first quarter. 23 seconds remain Ash Grove's thrown two interceptions tonight. Both of them have been turned into touchdowns by the Bobcat offense. So their Bobcat defense playing extremely well here tonight.
Yes, they are.
I mean, Ash Grove did put together that one drive, and it was kind of highlighted by a couple of long pass plays. But for the most part, defense has been really good. Here's a kick. This one's going to be a low liner. Going to be fielded by Ash Grove at the 32. And the ball carrier.
Mean Austin Green.
Mean Austin Green. Put him down. Number four on the carry, Colin Doles, a 6'5", 195-pound senior. Mean Austin Green said, howdy. Yeah. Here's how we play football in the SCA.
And if he went the other way, Zach Jones was right there putting somebody else on their back.
Yes, he was. That'll be Ash Grove football at their own 39-yard line with 19 seconds to go in the first quarter. Clock won't start until they snap the ball. So this will be, in all likelihood, a final play of our first quarter. They are leading again 22-6 over Ash Grove. Mooneyhan in shotgun. Quick throw to the outside. Ball carrier, or the receiver gets hit immediately and down. That'll be a loss of about 3 yards on the play. Well, they tried a little quick hitter out there to number 35.
I thought it was 39.
39. I'm looking for that number, Elijah Morrison. Yep, number 39. And that'll be the end of the first quarter. Play actually loses 2 yards. So a second down and 12 coming up for the Ash Grove Pirates. That'll be the first play of the second quarter. Thayer leads it 22-6 here at Lewis Bosman Field. We'll be back in 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
It's where to go and buy your car. Great service and best price by far. In West Plains Mo, it's where we are. Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet in West Plains.
I'm Taylor Grubaugh. I started in the car business washing cars in high school with the dream of being a Chevrolet dealer. And now, nearly 20 years later, I'm here in West Plains and proud to serve this community for years to come as your Chevrolet Buick GMC dealer.
Find new roads at Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick and GMC.
Let's talk dental care for a moment. You want the best, you want quality, and you want it affordable. That's what you get at Thayer Dental Care. They offer same-day service on crowns without the messy impressions or temporaries. Same-day single tooth replacement with implants or denture stabilization with traditional implants through their state-of-the-art in-house denture lab. They even have Invisalign. Call Thayer Dental today with questions or to schedule an appointment. 417-264-7266. Located in downtown Thayer and Walnut Ridge.
Back to more Thayer Bobcat football on Anywhere, Anytime, K-Country 95. Here's Mike Crace.
Well, just got word the Mountain View Birch Street Liberty Eagles have now tied Forsyth 14-14. They scored on the first play of the second quarter. Here, the Thayer Bobcats lead Ash Grove 22-6. Ash Grove with the ball, second down and 13. Mooneyhan straight back looking to throw. Throws it to the outside. Pass is going to be caught, but the receiver is on his knees out the 46-yard line. This will bring up a third down at about 3. That's about a 10-yard pickup on that play. And boy, this kid throws the ball good.
Yes, he does.
I mean, there was a defender right there behind the receiver. And all he could do was throw it low so the defender couldn't get there to knock it down. And he did. And the receiver went to his knees and cradled it in. Third down and 2 for Ash Grove. 3 receivers wide to the near side. Mooneyham going to take the snap and just run straight ahead. Oh, he gets popped. He's going to be short of the first down. I mean, that was a big hit by the Thayer Bobcats in there.
I believe that was Landry Pitts that delivered that hit.
I think it was. 67 was there for the Thayer Bobcats as well. That is Weston Rogers. And it's going to bring up a fourth down and 1. About a yard and a half on the pickup. Give him 2 for the quarterback. And, I mean, he took a shot right in the back on that play. But he's a tough kid. He'd back up, getting the play in from the sideline. Fourth and 1. I'd look for the same thing right here. 10:56 to go in the quarter. They got a man going in motion. Quarterback going to take the snap, run for it, and oh, it's going to be close. It's going to be very close. One official, if they mark it where he's got it, it'll be a first down. And now the other official steps up. This is going to be a first down. He needed a yard, and he got about 1 yard and 6 inches. The way it looks to me. Now, they're going to have to bring on the chains, but I think, well, I don't know, Adam. They marked it just shy of the 49-yard line.
It's going to be close.
It's going to be very, very close. Well, while they bring out the chains to measure, give us time to say thanks to some more of your Thayer Bobcat boosters tonight, including the Sunset Salon and Barbering in Thayer, Penny Lane Accounting in Thayer, the First Baptist Church of Mammoth Spring, along with Thayer Plant Food and Thayer Farm Center, Active Chiropractic and Acupuncture, Dr. Jacob Ekman in Thayer and West Plains, They're stretching the chains. I'm trying to keep an eye on it. And he is short. He is short. It is going to be a Bobcats held on a 4th and 1. It'll be fair Bobcat ball at the Astro 49-yard line.
That was an impressive stand right there.
Also boosting the Bobcats tonight, the Country Cottage Cafe in Thayer, the Thayer Walmart, Kitty Corral Daycare and Learning Center in Thayer, and the Clary Funeral Homes of Thayer, Mammoth Spring, and Alton. Whether you're listening on the radio, listening online, or watching the live video stream, glad to have you along for Thayer Bobcat football tonight here on the Ecom Sports Network. 1st and 10 for the Thayer Bobcats, who have already scored 2 unanswered touchdowns after Ashgrove tied the game with 4 minutes to go in the first quarter. 3 receivers in a bunch on the near side. Landry Pitts back looking to throw. Got all day. Throws this one down the field. It is caught. It's going for a touchdown. To the 10, 5, touchdown, 49-yard touchdown play. That was Rowan Spencer on the reception. 49 yards and a touchdown, and the Thayer Bobcats are rolling at Lewis Bosman Field tonight. And Landry Pitts is having a game of his high school career.
Yes, he is. He is 4 for 4 with about 145 yards and 2 touchdowns already.
Wow. What a night for the Thayer Bobcats. Rowan Spencer on that catch, 49 yards. So as Coach Weber likes to do after a big defensive play, he likes to go for the downs. And Thayer lining up here in the swinging gate, and they're going to go for 2. Got a man coming in motion. They pitch it to Pitts. He's just going to tuck it and run, and he's into the end zone. 2-point conversion's good. That makes it 30-6. Thayer Bobcats lead the Ashgrove Pirates with 10:40 to play in the first half. We'll take timeout, back with a kick in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, where we love what we do. All the products that you want at a price you can't afford. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than up on store. Garden, clothing, pet supplies, farm and household too. Fencing, automotive, hey, we deliver too. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply since 1974. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than up on store.
Back to more Thayer Bobcat football on Anywhere, Anytime, K-Country 95. Here's Mike Crace.
What a night throwing the football for Landry Pitts of the Thayer Bobcats. He's already thrown two touchdown passes. And he's run for a touchdown tonight as the Thayer Bobcats have rolled out to a 30-6 lead over the Ashgrove Pirates. And we've still got 10 minutes and 40 seconds to go in the first half. It's been all Thayer Bobcats here tonight, both defensively and offensively. There was the one drive for Ashgrove where they went down and got that touchdown, but Bobcat defense has held them since then and held them on a 4th and 1 at midfield just before that touchdown play. Bobcats lay the ball on the ground. They'll kick it along the ground. It's going to be a low liner taken by one of the up men for Ashgrove. Oh, and he fumbled it, but Ashgrove got right back on it at their own 38-yard line. That's where the Pirates will have it 1st and 10. Well, if you're Ashgrove, you've got to put together a drive now. I mean, this game is, you know, getting out of hand. But their quarterback, he can throw it. He's got receivers to catch it. I would not get too comfortable if I was a Thayer Bobcat.
Especially not if you're in that secondary.
Exactly. Because you know they're going to come out winging it here down by 4 touchdowns. Well, down by 3 touchdowns. Thayer scored 4 touchdowns. Ashgrove with 1. 1st and 10 for the Pirates. They're going to go to a huddle here. That'd be the first time we've seen them huddle all night long. 1st and 10, Ashgrove with 10:37 to go in the quarter. They break the huddle with 14 seconds on the play clock. Mooneyham is the quarterback. Number 9. He's got a man going in motion. He drops the snap and then has to just dive on it. Bobcats will bring him down. And Bobcats were coming on a blitz. That was
Weston Rogers.
Who gets credit for the quarterback sack. That'll be a 5-yard loss to make it 2nd down and 15. So 2 interceptions and now a fumble snap. Ashgrove kind of self-destructing here a little bit in this game. Oh, the quarterback, that was just a bad snap. Tried to pick it up and couldn't quite get it under his control. 2nd down and 15, Mooneyham. Get in shotgun, man. Got a man coming across the front of the formation. He fades way back, drops one off on the screen, and the ball carrier, gets across the, go all the way down to the 50-yard line before he's brought down. Number 28 on the screenplay, Nate Trammell. And this play is going to go for about, they needed 15. He's going to get 17 yards in a first down on a screenplay for Ash Grove. And that's what I'm talking about. They have quick score ability. Bobcats give up 17 on a second down and 15. Ashgrove with it at the Bobcat 49-yard line. Mooneyham now in an empty backfield in shotgun formation. Another bad snap. He picks it up, throws this ball over the middle. Caught at the 45 and down to the 40-yard line will be the receiver, number 39. That is Elijah Morrison. And that may be enough for a first down as the ball's just inside the 40. Nope, they got to get it all the way to the 39. So it's going to be second down and about a yard. That's what I'm talking about with Ash Grove. Quick strike ability. You know, they don't feel like they're out of this game. They average 38 points a game.
Yep. And only give up about six.
Only give up 18.
18.
18 a game. So Bobcats have just about doubled that already. Second down and less than a yard. Mooneyham in shotgun. I'd look for him to run this one straight ahead. He does. Gets hit at the line, but he dives ahead for a first down. Down to about the 48-yard line. Pickup of two on the play for Mooneyham. Brock Mooneyham. I don't think he's used to that. It'll be a first down for the Ash Grove Pirates, and they keep it moving down inside the Bobcat 40-yard line at the 38 with 9 minutes to go in the first half. Ash Grove getting the play in from the sideline. And with 18 seconds to go, they get in formation. Got a back in the backfield. Mooneyham in shotgun. He'll be there all night long. Tight end on the far side. Mooneyham looking to throw, looking to his left. Throws it over the middle. Pass is incomplete. Down around the 25-yard line. That one intended for Moreland in traffic. And Moreland couldn't bring it in. I'm not sure he wanted to because Bobcats had a beat on him. If he caught that ball, he was going to get blown up.
Yeah, there's about four of them right there all waiting to make a hit.
Yeah, just waiting for him to make the catch. And he couldn't. Ball thrown just a little bit in front of him. It'll bring up second down and 10 for Ash Grove. Bobcat crowd having a good time here tonight on a beautiful night for football. Clock stops on the incompletion. Mooneyham and shotgun got three receivers in a bunch on the right side, one on the near side. Rolling to the near side, Bobcats get pressure on the quarterback, throws this one downfield, incomplete, over the head of his intended receiver. It'll bring up a third down and 10, and Mooneyham, he was feeling the pressure that time by Jack Willison. Jackson Willison was, he had a line on the quarterback, and I think he threw that one a little bit before he wanted to.
Yeah, he hit the blocker almost into the quarterback.
Yeah. So third down and 10 here for the Ash Grove Pirates at the Bobcat 37-yard line. Mooneyham in shotgun. Straight back looking to throw again. Looking right, now turns back to the left, throws this one over the middle. Incomplete. Pass intended for number five, that is Zane Delk. Incomplete. It'll be fourth down and 10, and that one wasn't even close. Quarterback who was very accurate early on and the last two or three passes at him has been off.
Yep. Got a lot of pressure coming at him right now.
Yeah, he does. A lot of pressure. It is fourth down and 10. Ash Grove with the Bobcat 38-yard line. They're going to go for it here on the fourth down. Can the Bobcats hold them again? Last time they went for it on fourth down, Thayer stopped them on a fourth and inches. Here's Mooneyham straight back looking to throw again. Bobcats get pressure on him. He lets this one fly down the sideline. It is almost intercepted and incomplete. And I think that's a good thing that they didn't make the interception or Thayer would have it first and 10 at their own 10-yard line. The way it is, they're going to have it first and 10 at their own 38. So the Thayer Bobcat defense for a second time tonight has held Ash Grove on a fourth down play. That time it was fourth down and 10. So with 8:35 to go in the first half, Thayer's got the ball back. Already leading by a score of 30-6. This was a 6-6 ball game at one time. Thayer rolled off three unanswered scores. And by the way, don't forget every touchdown the Bobcats score this year, $50 for the kids at St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Thayer comes in the I backfield, gives to Jackson Willison. Jack got a block, gets to the outside. He's to the 45, out to the 50 and the 52. We got a penalty flag. We're going to have we got two penalty flags. I think we're going to have a hold. So hold the phone on that run. It was a 12-yard pickup for Jack Willison. And I think this one over here is going to be a hold. Now, that one out there, probably a block in the back. So I think Ash Grove is going to get to, they're going to get to bring this one back. It is holding against the Bobcats. So yeah, that's the one they'll take. Well, instead of first and 10 at the 50-yard line, Bobcats are going to have it first and a long ways from inside their own 40. And they're going to mark this off 10 yards from the 43-yard line. So they'll take the ball back to the 33. And the Bobcats will have it first and, what, about 15?
Yep.
First and 15 with 8:28 to go in the first quarter. Bobcats, I know they'd like to get the running game going here. Of course, coming off a week last week when Jackson Willison had, what, 149 yards? Griffin had 120?
I believe so.
Both backs had over 100 yards rushing last week. They'd like to get the run game going again. Split backfield here. Double wide set, tight ends on both sides. Pitts up under center. Gives a fake in the middle, now looking to throw it over the middle, now looking to throw it to the outside passes. Oh, incomplete off the hands of Rowan Spencer. And, folks, that might have been a touchdown. Because he had split the defenders, and I don't think there's anybody going to catch him if he makes that catch. Second down and 15 for the Bobcats. Rowan Spencer just couldn't quite bring it in.
That was actually the first incomplete pass by Landry Pitts tonight.
Is it really?
Yep, and it hit him right in the hands.
Yeah, that's one that Rowan will tell you he should have caught.
Yep, he'll see that on the game film Sunday and be kicking himself.
Yeah, probably have to run a lap.
Yep.
Second down and 15 for the Thayer Bobcats with 8:22 to go in the first half. Rowan going right back out to the right side. Grimes wide near side. Bobcats have got Magnuson in the slot on the near side. And now play is blown dead before the snap. So what this is going to be, it's illegal. Timeout. Timeout called by the Thayer Bobcats on the second down and 15. 8:22 to play in the first half. Thayer leads Ash Grove 30-6. We'll be back in 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
When you're in the market for a new pre-owned vehicle, you need to make a stop at Oregon County Cars in Thayer. They keep a good selection of cars, trucks, and SUVs on the lot all the time. And if you're looking for something special and they don't have it, tell them about it. They'll try and find you one. Oregon County Cars, where they offer a free 3-month, 3,000-mile powertrain warranty on all vehicles sold. They're also a collision repair estimate center for all your collision repairs. Oregon County Cars, just up the road from the Dairy Queen in Thayer.
Ozarka College, with campuses in Melbourne, Ash Flat, Mammoth Spring, and Mountain View, Arkansas, has a degree plan just for you. They offer surgical technology, nursing, automotive and diesel mechanics, teaching, culinary arts, agriculture, aviation, welding, and the list goes on. And with the Carpenter Technical Center now open in Ash Flat, new opportunities are just around the corner. If you need a flexible schedule, check out Ozarka's many online offerings. Learn more at ozarka.edu. Ozarka College, your story starts here.
Now, more Thayer Bobcat football on the Ecom Sports Network and anywhere, anytime, K-Country 95. Here's Mike Crace.
We're back after the timeout. Thayer Bobcats on the second down and 15 from their own 32-yard line. Fake a handoff in the middle. Pitts rolling to his left. Now going to dump this one over the middle. Pass is intercepted at the 50-yard line. Down to the 40, 35, and going to get inside the 35. It'll be Ash Grove ball at the Bobcat 28-yard line. Bobcats tried to float that one to the tight end down the seam, and Ash Grove was waiting there and made a pretty play. That's just a good defensive play by the defensive back.
That was.
I think it was number two, Moreland, wasn't it?
No, it was a quarterback, Brock Mooneyham.
Oh, was it? Mooneyham. Yep. Mooneyham with the interception. So Ash Grove with the first turnover. Or Thayer Bobcats with their first turnover tonight. And that one it just kind of floated it out there. There was a lot of time for the defense to react. So Bobcats with a turnover. Ash Grove, first and 10. Mooneyham looking to run up the middle. Bobcats will hit him and drop him for a loss. And they may give him forward progress back to line up. He's going to lose a yard. Interior line of the Thayer Bobcats, led by Big Zach Jones and Mean Austin Green making the stop. That'll be a 1 yard loss on the play. Thayer Bobcat defense, aside from that one drive, has been solid here tonight.
Yes, they have.
Second down and 11 here for Ash Grove. They haven't got much done offensively at all last couple of times they've had the ball.
No, they've only rushed the ball for 8 yards tonight so far.
Wow. Second down and 11, 7:30 to go in the first half. Glad to have our buddy Paige Belongi listening tonight up in the St. Louis Metroplex, probably watching the live stream. Second down 11, Ash Grove. Mooneyham, straight back, looking to throw. Bobcats got some pressure. He's still looking to throw, and finally just throws it away. Zach Jones giving chase to Mooneyham, and Mooneyham just threw it away. It'll be third down and 11. You know, now, not only are the Bobcats getting a pass rush on him, They're also covering the receivers.
Yeah, he's got five incomplete in a row.
So the Bobcat defense really stepping up their game here in this second quarter. Third and 11 with 7:03 to go in the first half. Stay tuned. The Thayer PCN halftime report coming up. Mike Robertson will have scores from some of the other games of interest going on around the area. Back at the Ecom Sports Desk. Here's Mooneyham in shotgun on a third down and 11 for Ash Grove. Fakes the give to his fullback. Throws this one over the middle. Pass is going to be caught by Moreland. He's drugged down immediately from behind, and he did not get enough, I don't believe, for the first down. Got it down to about the 16-yard line. Oh, it is a first down. Just enough for the first down. Moreland makes the completion. That'll be, about 21 yards on that play? Oh, 17.
11.
11?
Yeah.
Okay. 11 yards on the play. And a first down for Ash Grove. First down they've had in a while. Down under 7 minutes to play now. Ash Grove in business down to the Bobcat 17-yard line. Thayer defense trying to get another stop. Here's the give to the fullback running up in the middle, and that's Bowers. And it didn't look like he wanted that ball.
No, he was pretty skittish on that.
He took the handoff, and he just kind of walked to the line. Bobcats hit him hard early on a couple of times. And he ends up picking up about 1 yard. Dalton Nicholson making the stop for the Thayer Bobcats. Nicholson having a good night tonight.
Yes, he is. He's been in on a bunch of tackles.
Second down and 9 for the Ash Grove Pirates with 6:15 and counting to go in the first half. You joined us late. Thayer has dominated this game. They lead it 30-6. Mooneyham for Ash Grove puts his back on his left hip in shotgun formation. And fake a handoff. Now straight back looking to throw. Bobcats get some pressure again. This one's thrown to the end zone. Incomplete. The receiver was behind the defender. That was number 5, Zane Delk, the 6'2", 165-pounder, but he couldn't get up high enough to bring it down. It bounced off his hands. Incomplete in the end zone. It'll bring up a third down and 9 here for Ash Grove. He got behind the defender, Adam, and the defender couldn't get up high enough to knock it away.
No, he couldn't.
When you got 6'3", and 6'5 receivers, it's hard for Thayer Bobcats, 5'8 cornerbacks, to get up there that high. That one incomplete in the end zone. Third down and 9. Definite passing down here for Ash Grove. I bet they try and find Moreland on this play. I'd look for him across the middle. He's in the slot left. Quarterback rolling to his left. He's just going to tuck it and run. Trying to run for it and going to get run out of bounds at about the 11-yard line. That will not be enough for the first down. It's going to bring up a fourth down and about 4 yards to go. 6-yard pickup for Mooneyham.
Nope, that was number 5.
Oh, was it number 5?
They had a reverse.
Ah.
Zane Delk on the carry.
Delk on the carry. And picks up. I'll give him 5. Fourth down and a short 5 inside the Bobcat 15-yard line. Bobcat crowd wanting the defense. Can they get another fourth down stop? Quarterback looking to roll to his right, throws over the middle, passes incomplete, knocked away by the Bobcat defender. That was Landry Pitts. Ball was thrown right on the money, but Landry was there, put his hands on it, knocked it to the ground, and the fourth down play is no good. That is the third time tonight they have stopped Ash Grove on a fourth down play. Third time tonight Thayer takes over deep in their own end, though. It'll be first and 10 Bobcats at the 11-yard line with 5:43 to go. They are already up 30-6. They've only scored one touchdown in this quarter, though. Last time Thayer had the ball, they had an interception thrown on a second down and 15. Landry Pitts up under center, hands the ball off. Willison gets up into the middle, gets across the 15-yard line out to the 16, 17, before he's brought down. Jackson Willison with a nice run on first down will pick up 7 yards on the play. That keeps the clock running with 5:30 to go here in the first half. That's a good run on first down. That's a good run by Jack. He was coming right at us. We could see that hole open up.
That was cool to see. Usually we see it from the side, not
from
the front.
Yeah, that one was coming right at us. Bobcats come out here on a second down and 3. Pitts gives on a handoff to Jax again. Jax trying to get to the first down marker. Gets out across the 20 to the 21. And looks like that will be a first down. Was that Griffin or Jackson?
That was Jackson.
Jackson? Yeah, he's going to pick up the first down. All out to the 21-yard line, and the official says, yep, first down. That'll be a 4-yard pickup. And the Thayer Bobcats move the chains. That first down brought to you by Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic in West Plains. So Bobcats leaning on the strong legs of Jackson Willison on this drive from deep in their own end. Ball out to the 21-yard line. Here they give to Williston again. No, Landry's going to keep it. Rolling to his left, looking to throw. Now got a little pressure, trying to get away from it. Looking to throw this ball over the middle. It's caught by Griffin at the 40, to the 45, and out of bounds at the 48-yard line. Griffin Williston, and that play will go for 10, 20. How many?
26, I believe.
26 yards on the play. Griffin Williston made the catch, and what a play, and a presence of mind by Landry under duress to stop just before he crossed the line of scrimmage and dump that ball off to Griffin Williston. First and 10. That first down brought to you by Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic in West Plains. Landry pitched in the Thayer Bobcat offense. New set of downs. He's in shotgun. Dumps this one off to Griffin Williston. He's across the 50, down to the 43-yard line. That'll be a gain of about 8 yards on first down. Bobcat just throwing a little dump play off to Griffin Williston coming out of the backfield. Second down and one with 4:26 to go in the first half. Thayer Bobcat offense is rolling again. Remember last time they had it, they had a turnover. Only turnover against the Thayer Bobcats here in the first half. Ashgrove couldn't capitalize. Landry now in shotgun formation, empty backfield, five wideouts for Thayer. And Landry pitches, looking to run with it. He breaks it to the 40, 35, down to the 30, still on his feet to the 20. 10, 5, touchdown. Landry pitch, a 43-yard run. Landry pitch, 43 yards. Right up the gut of the Ashgrove defense.
I don't think he was touched.
I don't think he ever was either. Made a beautiful cut at around the 40 to get loose, and it was on. 43-yard touchdown run with 3:57 to go in the first half. The Thayer Bobcats lead it now 36-6. And the Bobcats are going to line up here and kick the extra point. They're going to attempt. Zach Jones missed the first one he scored or tried to kick tonight. Thayer's gone for two on the other touchdowns. Here's the snap. Good snap. Ball down. Kick is up. It's no good. So Jack not got the good kicking leg on tonight. That one is no good. And with 3:57 to go in the first half, Thayer leads it 36-6 over the Ashgrove Pirates. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back in 30 on the Ecom Sports Network.
We're excited to be growing in the West Plains community. Our new full-service Southern Bank location at 1599 Porter Wagner Boulevard offers all the same flexible solutions to fit your life. Stop by and see us Monday through Friday, 8:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. If you can't make it by during the day, our drive-through ITM video teller offers extended banking hours Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. and on Saturdays from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. Southern Bank, member FDIC.
Now, more Thayer Bobcat football on the Ecom Sports Network and anywhere, anytime, K-Country 95. Back to the voice of the Thayer Bobcats, Mike Crace.
Well, Thayer Bobcats have just scored their fifth touchdown of the first half, and they lead the Ashgrove Pirates 36-6 here at Lewis Bosman Field in Thayer. They've done it on the ground. They've done it in the air. And we said a while ago Landry Pitts was having maybe the best night of his career, and that 43-yard run for that touchdown may have just sealed the deal.
Yeah, it's been a dandy night so far.
Pitts has had a great night. That is his second rushing touchdown. He's also thrown for two touchdowns. Here are the Bobcats on a kick, a low liner, going to hit down around the 30. Ashgrove picks it up at the 20. Ball carrier shoots up the middle. Oh, he might go.
He broke
the tackle. He's to the 50. Bobcats are giving chase. Ball carrier, can they run him down to the 10? Oh, they got him at the 2-yard line. All the way down to the 2-yard line goes the ball carrier, and the Bobcats caught him down there. Who caught him?
That was Simer.
Was it Simer? Yep. Simer ran him down from behind, but that's just a nice play. Well blocked.
We got to see some wheels from Simer that we haven't
seen.
Yeah,
we did. I mean, he did not want to give up that touchdown. So it'll be Ashgrove ball at the Thayer Bobcat 3-yard line with 3:44 to go. And I didn't see who that was. But he picked it up back there, and once he broke the front line, it was almost gone. So first and goal to go for Ashgrove. Down at the 2-yard line of the Thayer Bobcats with 3:44 to go in half. Here's Moreland looking to run for it, trying to get to the outside. Bobcats will bring him down behind the line. Nowhere for Moreland to go. Thayer Bobcats, Mean, Austin Green, and Zach Jones making the play for the Thayer Bobcats. 3.5 minutes to go. There's no gain on the play for Moreland, the Ashgrove quarterback.
Mooneyham.
Mooneyham. Who did I say?
Moreland.
Oh, no. Mooneyham, yeah. Mooneyham breaks the huddle here. 3:10 to play in the first half. Bobcats trying to get a stop here. Second down and goal to go for Ash Grove. Mooneyham, the quarterback. Empty backfield again. You're going to give this one a hand up. They're going to keep it, trying to run in the middle. He dives ahead. He's going to be stopped. Picks up about a yard on the play. Just going to bring up a third down and goal to go from just outside the one-yard line. And that was Zach Jones again. Zach.
He's played really well tonight.
He really is. Zach Jones with a big stop on a second down and goal from the two. Third down and goal here from the one. Will Mooneyham try and run it again?
I think that's probably where I would look.
I would too. I bet you that's where the Fair Bobcats are looking right now. Mooneyham comes up under center this time. He's going to try and dive in. Yep, that won't work. He's not going anywhere on that play. The official's blowing this thing dead. Mooneyham's going to be stopped shy of the goal line. It's going to be a fourth down and goal to go, and he just ran up into the back of the line, and the defensive line held solid.
Yes, they did.
And there was no gain on that play. It is fourth and goal to go. And now we got a penalty flag thrown after the play. We got a penalty flag. And now they're going to wave it off. Why did you throw it if you're going to pick it up and wave it off?
I think it fell out of his pocket.
I don't think so. Anyway, fourth and one for Ash Grove at the Thayer Bobcat one-yard line. Thayer defense trying to stop them on fourth down. They've stopped him on fourth down three times already in this first half.
This one may be devastating.
If you're Ash Grove, this would be devastating if you don't score this touchdown. Now the Ash Grove coach, Ryan Long, getting a little explanation on that play from the sideline. And the referee comes back into the middle of the field. It is fourth and goal to go from the one-yard line. Ash Grove trying to get the play in here. The play clock has not started. So they break the huddle with 2:06 to play. Mooneyham in shotgun. He's run it the first three times. What will they do here? Fourth and goal to go. Mooneyham, he's going to try and run for it again. Gets to the outside, dives in, touchdown.
Yep,
he got it. Just dove under the defender. So a one-yard touchdown run for Mooneyham for Ash Grove. And that'll make our score 36-12. Oh, we got a penalty flag down.
Now, if he would have had to get 2 yards on that, he would not have got it.
They did give him the other digging touchdown. Oh, so Ashgrove going to go for two here on the extra point. Mooneyham in shotgun, three receivers in a bunch. He goes up under center, gives on a quick pitch. That won't work. Oh, my goodness, what a hit.
Jackson Willison.
Jackson Willison blew that play up. They tried to pitch it to the flanker back. And Jackson Willison was there to put him on the ground. That makes our score 36-12. Thayer Bobcats leading Ash Grove. Bobcats going to get the ball back one more time here in the first half. We'll take a timeout back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
At Knox Orthopedics, they know the pain from an injury demands immediate attention. At Knox, they can fix that. Their four highly qualified physicians, Drs. Knox, Rawls, McConnell, and Franklin, make it their priority to see you as soon as possible. You'll benefit from the best in orthopedic medicine with doctors who really care about getting you back to a life that's pain-free. See them at No. 3 Medical Plaza, Mountain Home, or during clinic hours at Harrison, West Plains, Melbourne, and Ash Flat. Check them out at KnoxOrthopedics.com.
Back to more Thayer Bobcat football on Anywhere, Anytime, K-Country 95. Here's Mike Crace.
Thayer Bobcat football tonight brought to you in part by the FNBC Community Bankers, Lauren Perkins Allen, attorney at law, and State Farm Insurance. Got Cecil and Thayer. And Ash Grove set to kick it off. They try the onside kick. Bobcats recover it at the 49-yard line. Good play by the Bobcat up man on that play. That was Gorham, number 88 for the Thayer Bobcats, making the play. And with exactly 2 minutes to go in the first half, Thayer with a football at midfield, already leading 36-12. Thayer has scored five touchdowns.
Yes.
Five touchdowns tonight. That means $250 just here in the first half. For the kids at St. Jude Children's Research Hospital, thanks to Thayer Dental Clinic, Dr. Patel and his staff. Bobcats break the huddle in a power T formation, double tight set. Landry Pitts up under center, pitches it. Bobcats coming on a reverse. They got it to Spencer. Spencer's going to get across the 50 to the 48. Rowan Spencer. On the play, will pick up about 4 yards. They're trying a little razzle-dazzle there on a reverse. And they pick up 4 yards. Minute 44 to go. I think if I'm Thayer, I'm laying the hammer down here and trying to get me another touchdown.
Yep.
I don't think there's any rest in here and get to the locker room. I think if you've got the ball and there's time on the clock in the first half, you got to try and score.
If it were me, I would be making a statement right here.
I think you'd, yeah, making, you'd be throwing a tight end down the seams.
Well, you're right. It's worked twice.
Full house Bobcats, full house backfield, Pitts. Rolling to his right, looking to throw. Got a man open downfield. That is Spencer. Caught it at the 10. Oh, he dropped it. Spencer had it in his hands and dropped it at the 10-yard line. It would have been a touchdown. Spencer just couldn't bring it down. Rowan hit the sophomore, but boy, that was a pretty throw.
Yes, it was.
And a pretty play, and he was way behind the defenders. And Rowan smacking himself in the helmet.
He is mad at himself.
Oh, man. That's the second potential touchdown pass that he has not been able to corral tonight. So clock stops with a minute 16 to go in the first half. Now it's third down and 6. Now you got to get a first down. You don't want to give Ash Grove the ball back. They could climb right back in the game. Remember, they'll get the ball first to start the second half. Thayer here in a double wing. Now Pitts straight back looking to throw. Got some pressure in the middle. Rolls to the left side. He's going to tuck this under and run. To the 45-40. First down to 35-30. Cuts it out of bounds. And about the 27-yard line. And that is 10, 20 yards on the run for Landry Pitts and the Thayer Bobcats. And that's a first down brought to you by the Ozarks Medical Center Orthopedic Clinic in West Plains. And ball down to the 27-yard line. That means the Bobcats are back in the Community First Banking Company red zone with a minute 6, plenty of time to run 3-4 plays here. Try and put some more points on the board. Bobcats will come in shotgun formation here. Three receivers on the near side. Fast lane Grimes wide out here. Landry looking left, going to dump this one off. Pass is caught by Spencer. Yeah, Spencer, he shakes the tackle. He's down to the 15-10, into the end zone, touchdown. What a play, Rowan Spencer. What a play by the Thayer sophomore wideout, Rowan Spencer. And that will be a 27-yard touchdown throw. It's only about a 5-yard throw, and the rest of it was Rowan Spencer. What a spin move. And then dove over the defender at the goal line to get in the end zone. That's about as athletic of a play as you'll see.
You won't see it much more athletic than that.
Wow, Thayer Bobcats with their 6th touchdown of the first half and lead it now 42-12 over the Ash Grove Pirates. And Ash Grove's got to be thinking, well, what have we got to do now? How are we going to stop this? They've got a whole half. Remember, Ash Grove will get the ball to start the second half. Here's Zach Jones on to attempt the extra point. Ball is down, kick is up, and this one is good. No, it's no good. Missed it wide right. But he got closer. So Zach Jones couldn't convert the extra point. And with 57 seconds to go in the first half, Thayer leads it now 42-12 over the Ash Grove Pirates. We'll be back with a kick in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
The experts in orthopedic care can be found at Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine Clinic. Dr. Roeder, who serves as the West Plains team physician, and Drs. Jolly and Karen specialize in the medical and surgical care of the spine and joints, utilizing the latest technology to get you back on your feet as quickly as possible. And they are here for you 24/7. Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine Clinic on Kentucky Avenue in West Plains, where they are focused on your health.
Back to more Thayer Bobcat football on Anywhere, Anytime, K-Country 95. Here's Mike Crace.
Well, 57 seconds to play in the first half. Thayer Bobcats now leading Ash Grove 42-12. That one after a 27-yard touchdown pass from Landry Pitts to Rowan Spencer. And the Thayer Bobcats have scored 6 touchdowns in the first half. That's $300 for the kids at St. Jude Children's Research Hospital, thanks to Thayer Dental Care. Here's Zach Jones kick it off. He just kind of punches it down to about the 30-yard line, taken there by Ash Grove. And ball carriers corralled this time at about the 36-yard line. Ash Grove will have it first and 10 at their own 36 with 52 seconds to go. Now, if you're Ash Grove, you're down by 30 points. Do you take a couple of knees here and try and regroup in the locker room? Or do you take a couple of shots down the field? I mean, they got the receivers to do it. They're a quick strike kind of team. Quarterback's got a rocket for an arm. I think you got to throw a couple deep here because you could make up 14 points here and getting the ball first in the third quarter. So you can really kind of climb back in this game. Here's Mooneyham looking to throw it. He's going to throw it deep. This ball is going to be incomplete over the head of his intended receiver, number five, Zane Delk. And there was pressure again up the middle. Zach Jones, Jackson Willison, and Nicholson, Dalton Nicholson. Got pressure on the quarterback, and he just had to throw it before he was ready. The receiver just couldn't get there. It was a timing route up the sideline and had to throw it about a second too early. Three receivers in the bunch on the far side. Now one coming to the near side for Ash Grove. Second down and 10. Down to 47 seconds to play in half. Another bad snap. Mooneyham gets it. Zach Jones giving chase. He tried to throw it over the middle, and that pass is deflected by Mean Austin Green and falls incomplete. Pass was intended for number three.
Brady Nicholson.
Brady Nicholson. Yeah, I finally found him. A 6'3 sophomore. Where do they find all these 6'3, 6'4, and 6'5 guys?
They're every bit of it.
Yes, they are. In a little old bitty town like Ash Grove. Nice town. I've been there. Third down and 10 now for Ash Grove with 42 seconds to go in the first half. And Mooneyham fakes the handoff. Looking to throw, got pressure, just throws this one up in the air, and it is caught down at the 32-yard line. Tackled immediately. That was that 39?
39.
Yeah, Morrison. That's what I thought. Morrison, and that's a long pass play there.
Did
that's
you see
a
how many 10, yards
20, 30, 38 yards. A 38-yard completion. Ash Grove is in business with a first down, 30 seconds to go. Here's Mooneyham looking to throw this one and just throws it out of bounds to the sideline. That was to stop the clock. Pass was intended for number three, Nicholson. That'll fall incomplete. It'll be second down and 10 with 28 seconds to go in the first half. Bobcat defense kind of fell asleep a little bit there, Adam. They let that defender get behind them. But they were there to make the stop. And that's all that counts. Second down and 10, Ash Grove. Time for about two more plays here. Mooneyham in shotgun, takes the snap, rolling to his left this time, looking to throw this one way down the field and threw it over everybody's head and out of bounds. Pass intended for number three again, Brady Nicholson. And he couldn't bring it in. It'll be third down and 10. Can the Thayer Bobcat defense get a stop here and keep the momentum on the Thayer Bobcat side of the ball? Actually, that pass was intended for Moreland, Sammy Moreland, the 6'3 senior. I'm going to think they're going to throw one his way again. Here comes Astro, Moreland in shotgun. Rolling to his left again, sets his feet, throws it over the middle. Pass is going to be caught. Receiver is going to be tackled and taken out of bounds at the 20-yard line. 16 seconds to play. That'll be a first down on a 12-yard completion to Sammy Moreland, the 6'3 senior. And now we're down to 16 seconds to go in the first half. And ball down to the 19-yard line of the Thayer Bobcats. This is an impressive drive by Ash Grove. They got this ball with under a minute to go, and they've moved it down from to the 19-yard line in about 45 seconds. 16 remaining in the first half. A play, maybe two, left for Ash Grove. Here's Mooneyham rolling to his right. Bobcats giving chase. And he's just going to throw this ball away. No, it's caught. Thought he was just going to throw it away, but it's caught by the receiver down around the 15-yard line, 16-yard line. And he stayed. He didn't get out of bounds. I don't know why they stopped the clock. Well, they said he got knocked out of bounds. So the clock will stop with 4 seconds left. That was Morrison on the catch for a 2-yard gain. I thought he was just throwing that ball away.
I did, too.
And there was Moreland standing right there. Almost out of room on the stat sheet.
Yeah,
already.
I was getting ready to start making me some more lines.
And now we're again, they're going to add some time to the clock. Referee's coming over saying add some time to the clock here.
Yeah, he's thrown the ball 28 times already tonight.
Wow. How many complete? A bunch. And they're going to run it to 12 seconds?
12 passes complete.
12 of 28.
Yep.
Now they're down to 11 seconds. Well, I'm here to tell you that play took longer than 3 seconds.
Yep.
11 seconds on the clock. Ash Grove with it, second down and 8 yards to go from about the 16-yard line of the Thayer Bobcats. Ash Grove looking for their second touchdown here in the final 2 minutes of the half. Bobcat defense looking for another stop. Thayer's only given up 12 points in the first half. This Ash Grove team, they can score. They average 38 points a game. 11 seconds to go as they break the huddle. Coming up, our Thayer Pizzan halftime report after this 11 seconds of game time. Mooneyham in shotgun formation. Thayer's got everybody back in pass defense. They fake a handoff. Mooneyham looking to throw. Got some backside pressure. He tried to throw this one into the end zone. Pass is going to be incomplete. Knocked away from the receiver in the back of the end zone. Jackson Willison got back there to knock that ball down. That's a good defensive play by Jackson. And with 4 seconds left, it'll be third down and 8 yards to go. This will be the final play of the first half. Can Ash Grove score and kind of climb back in this thing a little bit, or will the Bobcat defense hold them again? Now we're going to get a timeout by Ash Grove. Well, let's step away. We'll be back for the final play of the first half in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
Your car, your truck, your SUV, your trailer all have one thing in common, tires. That's right. It's important to inspect those tires often. Make sure they have good tread and they're safe. See the boys at the Car Doctor 2 and let them give you an inspection. As a matter of fact, the Car Doctor 2 is your one stop for tires, alignment, oil changes, service jobs, trailer repair, SUV work, and, of course, major and minor engine repair. The expert trained mechanics with years of experience. See Corey Steve and the boys at the Car Doctor 2 north of Thayer on Highway 63. We call them the good guys.
Back to more Thayer Bobcat football on Anywhere, Anytime, K-Country 95. Here's Mike Crace.
And we've got 4 seconds left here in the first half. Ash Grove trying to get a touchdown before we take the halftime break. They're taking their time in that huddle back there in that timeout. Timeout is well over. Now the official comes over and says, break, boys, your time's up. Here we go, final play of the first half, barring a defensive penalty here. 4.8 seconds to go. Ash Grove looking for their second touchdown in the last 2 minutes of the half. They bring Moreland in motion. Mooneyham back to throw. Going to heave this one up into the end zone. This ball is going to be incomplete. Knocked away by the defense. Another good defensive play that time by Rowan Spencer. And that'll end the first half. Our score, 42-12. A Thayer Bobcats lead the Ash Grove Pirates. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back with the Thayer Pizza Inn halftime report in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
Hey, everybody, it's Redbone Mike Crace. You know, the rut is on right now, and that means it's just about time for us to go deer hunting. Before we do that, we need to go see Monty's Outdoors in the Southern Hill Shopping Center in West Plains. You'll find all kinds of camo, boots, blinds, tree stands, shooting sticks, lots of attractants, hearing protection, optics so you can glass those deer. Everything you need after the hunt, too, at Monty's Outdoors. They've even got some .223 ammo in stock. And don't forget your license and tags at Monty's Outdoors in West Plains.
Advanced Practice registered nurse Leslie Batterton and her team are taking new patients at Baxter Regional Health System Hometown Clinic at Mammoth Spring. They offer the excellent care you'd expect from Baxter Regional for men and women of all ages, from pediatrics to geriatrics, including women's health and more. Schedule an appointment today with Leslie Batterton by calling 870-625-1709. BRHS Hometown Clinic at Mammoth Spring, 277 Main Street, and accepts both Arkansas and Missouri Medicare and Medicaid.
The last place you want to be is in the dentist chair, and they know that at Mammoth Spring Dental. So they go out of their way to take the anxiety out of the dentist appointment. They want you to feel relaxed and comfortable. Their skilled dentist, Dr. Kersey, dental hygienist Shelby, and the great staff, Abby, Stephanie, Holly, and Cindy, treat you like family. Mammoth Spring Dental Clinic. Stop in or call 870-625-3262 for an appointment. Mammoth Spring Dental. Come as a patient, leave as a friend.
When you're crunched for time, really hungry, and ready to eat right away, a buffet is always a good option. And that's what the Pizza Inn of Thayer has to offer. A buffet with fresh salad, all kinds of pizza, and dessert pizzas. Want a slice of something special? They'll cook it up and put it on the buffet for you. The Pizza Inn of Thayer has their lunch buffet open every day from 11 to 2. Dine-in, carry-out, or delivery open 7 days a week, Sunday through Thursday from 11 to 9, and Friday and Saturday 11 to 10. 417-264-3800 or pizzainn.com to place your order for Pizza Inn of Thayer. And go Bobcats.
Now, more Thayer Bobcats. Bobcat Football on the Ecom Sports Network and anywhere, anytime, K-Country 95. Here's Mike Crace.
We're back here at Lewis-Bosman Field in Thayer. The Class 1 District 3 semifinals where the number 2 seed has a lead over the number 3 seed. The Thayer Bobcats lead the Ash Grove Pirates by a score of 42-12. Let's take a look at how the scoring has gone here in the first half. Thayer Bobcats first on the board. Bobcats took the opening kick, went 3 and out. Punted the ball over to Ash Grove and got on the second play, Ash Grove, third play for Ash Grove. Bobcats intercepted a pass, and just a couple plays later, they scored. 9:02 to go in the first quarter. It was Landry Pitts on a 3-yard touchdown run. Extra point was no good. Thayer led 6-0, 3 minutes into the first quarter. Ash Grove came right back and drove the ball down the field, and with 4:40 to play in the first quarter, Mooneyham hit Moreland on a 5-yard touchdown throw. And the extra point was no good. Made it 6-6 at that point. Thayer scored 2 more touchdowns in the final 4.5 minutes. With Landry Pitts, a 56-yard bomb to Lane Grimes. 2-point conversion was good. Made it 14-6 Thayer. Bobcats weren't done in the first quarter. Got the ball back. And it was with 23 seconds left, Jackson Willison dives into the end zone from the 1-yard line. 2-point conversion good again. Thayer led 26-6 at the end of one. They still weren't done. With 10:40 to go in the second quarter, Landry Pitts, a 49-yard touchdown throw to Rowan Spencer. 2-point conversion was good, made it 30-6. Bobcats scored again just a few minutes later, 3:57 to go in the first half. Landry Pitts breaks loose on a 43-yard touchdown run. Extra point was no good, made it 36-6. And then Ash Grove got back on the board with 2:02 to go. Mooneyham scored on a 4th-and-goal to go from the 1. They had a 1st-and-goal to go from the 2-yard line. And the Thayer Bobcats finally let them into the end zone on 4th down. And Thayer had been really good. They have held Ash Grove on 4 4th-down plays tonight. But Mooneyham got in that time. Extra point was no good. Made it 36-12. Thayer came right back. Landry Pitts hits Rowan Spencer, 27 yards for a touchdown. It was actually only about a 5-yard completion. Rowan Spencer with the most athletic moves we've seen all year, a spin and a dive into the end zone. That made it 42-12, and that's where we are here at the half. Thayer Bobcats all over the Ash Grove Pirates. Statman Adam is busy adding up the numbers, and boy, it's a big first half for the Thayer Bobcat offense. We'll have your first half stats in just a couple of minutes. You're listening to the Thayer Pizza Inn Halftime Report on the Ecom Sports Network.
Hurry up, dude. The game's about to start.
Nothing beats spending the day watching the game with your buddies.
Dude, I'm literally right here. Let's do this.
Which is why a shelter insurance renter's policy is key to your winning game plan. It protects things your landlord's policy doesn't.
Dude, where's your TV?
What? Oh, no way, dude.
Like that flat-screen TV that just got stolen.
Hey, this is Capri. Come see us at Roger Foley's office at 201 Mammoth Street in Thayer, Missouri.
When you look for a new home with a REMAX agent, you get a market expert who can help every step of the way. And to squeeze a bunch of those ways into this radio ad, we enlisted the help of someone who's had, way too much coffee.
REMAX agents are area experts who know every street, side street, highway, byway, every listing. So you can tell them what you want, and they'll be like, yes. Then show you a bunch, and you'll be like, yes! And bing, bang, boom, you have a home!
And that's just a few of the ways a REMAX agent helps you every step of the way. Visit REMAX.com or download the REMAX app to find your agent.
Each office independently owned and operated.
It's coming in 2022. The Bi-State Area's new beef barn, Mohawk Stock Yards, at the state line, just off U.S. 63 and Middleton Avenue in Thayer. It's truly a business built with its focus on building a stronger cattle industry in the Ozarks. Mohawk Stock Yards is proud to sponsor the Bobcat Coach's Corner and wish Coach Weber and the Bobcats great success. To schedule a farm visit or for any direct from the farm sales, just call owners Marty Cruz, 417-274-7719, or Andy Mills at 417-280-0755.
Community First Banking Company declares My Card Rules. It's their new mobile app feature that allows you to add alerts or restrictions to your debit card, report a lost or stolen debit card, or temporarily suspend your card and reactivate it, all at the touch of a fingertip. And Community First still offers free checking accounts, free debit cards, and free paper statements.
Living up to our name, Community First Banking Company.
Community First, member FDIC.
Back to more Thayer Bobcat football on Anywhere, Anytime, K-Country 95. Here's Mike Crace.
And we're back with your Pizza Inn of Thayer halftime show. This is Statman Adam, and I've got some first half stats for you. We'll start with the Ash Grove Pirates. Rushing-wise, they have 16 yards with one first down. That's coming off the heels of the quarterback Brock Mooneyham with 9 yards and on 14 carries. Passing-wise, Mooneyham is 12 for 30 with 156 yards with 2 interceptions, 6 first downs, and 1 touchdown. That'll bring their first half totals to 172 yards with 8 first downs and 2 touchdowns. Then you get to the Thayer Bobcats side, and my stat sheet looks crazy. Rushing-wise, they've got 121 yards, 76 of that coming by the way of Landry Pitts on 4 carries. Jackson Willison's got 32 yards on 8 carries. Passing-wise, Landry Pitts is 7 for 10 with 180 yards with 3 first downs, 3 touchdowns. Again, the rushing yards, 121 yards with 3 touchdowns and 4 first downs. That'll bring their half totals to 301 yards with 7 first downs and 6 touchdowns.
That's quite a first half.
That is quite the first half.
That's quite a first half. And how many Landry's got, 76 rushing?
Yep.
76 rushing and 180 through the air.
Yep.
Wow. The senior, he's not ready to quit playing football.
No, he's not.
And I don't think any of the other seniors are either. Great night here for the Thayer Bobcats in the first half. And hi, you're listening to the Thayer Pizza and Halftime Report. We're going to send it back to the studio here. Mike Robertson, busy at the sports desk gathering up some of the scores from other games around. And we understand that Marionville, the number one seed, undefeated, number four ranked Marionville, is getting challenged by Sarcoxie tonight.
16-12.
16-12 is what we heard. And the Liberty Eagles are having a shootout with Forsyth tonight. So we'll get updates on those scores coming up here. In just a couple of minutes, you're listening to the Thayer Pizza and Halftime Report. We'll be back in about 5 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
If you're a small business owner, you know what you mean to your customers. You're the local pro, a neighborhood problem solver, a person in their community they know will treat them right. State Farm agent Scott Cecil is no different. Scott runs a small business in Southern Missouri, too, and he's perfectly positioned to understand your needs and help you protect your small business. Stop in or talk with State Farm agent Scott Cecil for small business insurance today.
Four excellent reasons to choose Knox Orthopedics in Mountain Home are Drs. Knox, Rawls, McConnell, and Franklin. They're trained and highly experienced in handling a full range of traumatic or chronic bone and joint conditions. Using on-site X-ray, MRI, and physical therapy, each physician oversees your individual treatment plan. Rediscover the joy of life, pain-free and productive. Appointments available at 5 area locations, number 3 Medical Plaza in Mountain Home, plus clinics in Harrison, West Plains, Melbourne, and Ashflat. Visit KnoxOrthopedics.com for information.
At FNBC, we are committed to our customers and being an active member in the communities we serve. With 11 convenient locations across North Central and Northeast Arkansas, we invite you to stop by and pull up a chair with one of our community bankers to see how FNBC can serve you. We offer products like Cobalt Checking with ID Protect, and our online and mobile banking allow you to manage your accounts right in the palm of your hand. FNBC is here to build a lasting relationship with you.
You and FNBC, better together. Go Bobcats. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Additional terms and conditions may apply.
Small town values mean a lot to Lauren Perkins Allen, attorney at law. She's from here and a proud Bobcat alumnus. She's been practicing law in Kansas City for 20 years, but also serves our local community with pride. If you need an attorney, call Lauren Perkins Allen, attorney at law. Small town values with big city experience. 816-877-8120 or visit LaurenAllenLLC.com.
The choice of a lawyer is an important decision and should not be based solely upon advertising.
Well, good evening. I'm Mike Robertson here at the studios, K Country 95, with your Pizza Inn halftime scoreboard. And of course, our game, the Thayer Bobcats leading 42-12 over Ash Grove. Again, on the other half of that district, it is Marionville leading Sarcoxie 16-12 at the half. All these games are at half right now. West Plains in Class 4 leading Rogersville 45-0 at the half. The other half of their district bracket in the other semifinal, it's McDonald County leading Hillcrest 28-14. in Class 2. The Ava Bears leading Stratford at the half, 28-7. Liberty Eagles lead Forsyth, 22-14. In Class 3, Mountain Grove Panthers leading Reed Spring, 14-6. In Arkansas, in the final regular season games of the year, at halftime, Little Rock Parkview leading Mountain Home 20-7. It's Valley View over Batesville 7-0. K-City with a narrow margin lead over Truman 14-13. Pocahontas all over Highland 34-0. Harding Academy leading Salem 21-0. That's your scores from around the area. We'll keep you updated on those throughout the evening here at K-Country 95. And we'll have it back out to Mike and Adam over at Lewis Bosman Field for more Bobcat football here in just a couple of minutes.
Your husband is pretty handy to have around. He makes the world's best mac and cheese. He's in the Tickle Monster Hall of Fame. And he can teach anyone how to throw strikes. But a busted pipe and a basement full of water?
Honey, I think we need a plumber.
He's a little out of his league. That's where a homeowner's policy from Shelter Insurance comes in handy. We'll help get your house back in order and your husband back to what he does best.
For auto, home, life, or business insurance, come see me, Andrew Ekman, in West Plains today.
This is Bill Reeves with Century 21 Combs & Associates Real Estate. As a former Bobcat, I am honored to support our teams. From my days of football helmets with no protection and high-top canvas basketball shoes, technology is now producing the safest and finest athletes in Bobcat history. These transformations have provided exciting change. Change must occur, and at Century 21, we are constantly making improvements in our ability to satisfy your real estate needs. Please call me or text me at 417-331-4075. Go Bobcats.
Each office independently owned and operated.
It's where to go and buy your car. Great service and best price by far. In West Plains Mow, it's where we are. Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet in West Plains.
I'm Taylor Grubaugh. I started in the car business washing cars in high school with the dream of being a Chevrolet dealer. And now, nearly 20 years later, I'm here in West Plains and proud to serve this community for years to come as your Chevrolet Buick GMC dealer.
Find new roads at Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick and GMC.
Let's talk dental care for a moment. You want the best, you want quality, and you want it affordable. That's what you get at Their Dental Care. They offer same-day service on crowns without the messy impressions or temporaries. Same-day single tooth replacement with implants or denture stabilization with traditional implants through their state-of-the-art in-house denture lab. They even have Invisalign. Call Their Dental today with questions or to schedule an appointment. 417-264-7266. Located in downtown Thayer and Walnut Ridge.
Back to more Thayer Bobcat football on Anywhere, Anytime, K-Country 95. Here's Mike Crace.
And we're back at Lewis Bosman Field in Thayer, where the Thayer Bobcats have come back out for the halftime warm-ups, and so have the Ash Grove Pirates. We're counting down the final couple of minutes here of the Thayer Pizza and halftime report. Thayer Bobcats leading Ash Grove 42-12. Here at the intermission, and a big half for the Thayer Bobcat offense and the Thayer Bobcat defense. And Adam, people are going to talk about the offense. 300 yards total offense in the first half, 180 through the yard or through the air, you know, over 100 yards rushing already in the game. But this has been a defensive game here tonight for the Thayer Bobcats because Ash Grove can score. They put up a lot of yards, and I know Coach Billy Weber, he talked about it in the pregame, their quarterback is elusive. Bobcats have been able to keep him corralled tonight. I mean, he has not broke loose on one, what was his longest run tonight? It's been just 3 or 4 yards.
5 yards.
5 yards, his longest run of the night. And he throws the ball extremely well to some great receivers. And, you know, so far tonight, they've completed, what, 12 of 30?
12 of 30.
And that's because the Bobcats have been able to get pressure on him. He's been throwing under duress all night long, and they've been covering up the receivers. So it's been just a good night for the Thayer Bobcat defense here tonight. Thing is, when you play a team like that that's got receivers that are capable of taking it to the house if they catch it in the open field, you've got to continue to play defense in the second half. And remember, Ash Grove's going to get the ball to start the second half. So, you know, they score a touchdown. And that's why it's so important that they're kept out of the end zone. They're on the last few seconds of the first half.
Yeah.
Because you didn't want them to score there and then go down and get another one on the opening drive of the second half, because that would put them right back into the ball game, so to speak. So you got to get you a stop here early. And, you know, somebody sent me a text a while ago, said, you know, you got to put them away. got to put them away, and I think you got to continue to play hard here in the second half. Don't get comfortable. Don't get complacent. Don't think this game is over, because I'm here to tell you, this game is not over.
No, I mean, you're at a spot, you know, in the playoffs where your starters have got to be able to play all four quarters.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Got to keep them out there and got to keep this thing going. All right, so winner of this one will play the winner of the Marionville-Sarkoxie game next Friday night in the Class 1 District 3 Championship. And if everything holds like it is now, it'll be the Thayer Bobcats. If Marionville holds on and beats Sarkoxie, the game will be at Marionville. And I'm kind of excited. It's been several years since we've been over there. And that's the home of the White Squirrels.
Yep. They are pretty.
They got those white squirrels. They are beautiful. It's the only colony of all white squirrels. And they're not albino squirrels. They are white squirrels. And it's the only colony of white squirrels in the entire United States. And it's in Marionville, and we might be going over there to see them next Friday.
It's right there by the football field, too, is where they live, ain't it?
Yeah, well, the neighborhood, yeah. Yeah. Well, I think they're all over town, but, yeah, that neighborhood. Anyway, we're getting ready for second half. All right, well, the second half kickoff coming up. Let's take one minute break. We'll be back to Lewis Bobman Field in 60 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, where we love what we do. All the products that you want at a price you can't afford. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than up on store. Garden, clothing, pet supplies, farm and household too. Fencing, automotive, hey, we deliver too. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply since 1974. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than up on store.
Now, more Thayer Bobcat football on the Ecom Sports Network and anywhere, anytime, K-Country 95. Here's Mike Crace.
We're getting ready for our second half here at Lewis Bosman Field. Thayer Bobcats lead at 42-12. It'll be Ashgrove Ball to start the second half. They're getting ready to kick it off. I want to say thanks to some more of your Thayer Bobcat boosters tonight, like the Clary Funeral Homes of Thayer, Mammoth Spring and Alton, the Kitty Corral Daycare and Learning Center in Thayer, the Thayer Walmart Store, the Country Cottage Cafe, the official lunch location of the Thayer Bobcat broadcast crew, Active Chiropractic and Acupuncture, Dr. Jacob Ekman in Thayer, and Thayer Plant Food and Thayer Farm Center, helping to boost the Bobcats here on this football Friday night in the Ozarks. Hope you've enjoyed the Thayer Pizza Inn Halftime Report. All right, Zach Jones getting it teed up for the Thayer Bobcats right there at the 40-yard line. Ashgrove, they already had a big kickoff return. That was when they returned it down to the 2-yard line. And here's another squib kick and going to be fielded right there at the 38-yard line. That's where Ashgrove will have it, first and 10. That Bobcat defense trots back out on the field. Man, they have been good here tonight. They've held this high-powered Ashgrove offense to just 12 points and 172 yards in the first half.
Yeah.
172 total yards, and Moreland has thrown it for 156.
Yep.
Or Mooneyham, I'm sorry.
Mooneyham.
Mooneyham's thrown it for 156 on 12 of 30. Here we go. He's in shotgun formation. Three receivers on the left side in a bunch. Nobody on the right side. Here the quarterback straight back looking to the left. Throws this one over the middle. Pass is going to be caught and tackled immediately by Rowan Spencer, is number three. That is Nicholson. Nicholson, Brady Nicholson on the reception, a 6'3 sophomore. That'll bring up pick up about 8 yards on the play, so a good gain on first down for the Ashgrove Pirates. Here they come on a second down and two. Mooneyham in shotgun formation again. Sends his back to the right side. Five wideouts on the play. Thayer gets pressure to him in the backfield. He makes the throw. Catches incomplete. Ball got on the ground. Good hit back there by Simers. For the Thayer Bobcats. Simers with a good defensive play. I mean, he busted that receiver as soon as he got his hands on the ball, knocked it out of there. So Eric Simers with a good defensive play. These young Bobcats are really stepping up.
Yes, they are.
It's a young secondary.
At this point in the season, they're now juniors.
Third down and two. Here's Mooneyham looking to throw it. A little counter play. He gets some room to run, and he breaks the tackle all the way down to the 42-yard line. That was a nice run, longest offensive run of the night for Ashgrove. That one goes for, about 13 yards in the first down. So first down for Ashgrove on a 13-yard pickup. Yeah, Bobcats stopped him at the 41-yard line. So Ashgrove got a little drive going here. Picks up the first down. And a fresh set of downs at the Thayer 41-yard line. Just underway in the second half. Mooneyham got a motion man going to the far side. Good snap. Straight back looking to throw. Going to throw this over the middle. Pass is incomplete and then almost intercepted. If Jack Willison catches that ball, he'd still be running.
He'd be almost to Donovan waiting on him at the gas station.
Yeah, he would. Second down. They tried to set up a little screen play in the middle and was broken up by the Bobcat defense. Well, they're pulling out all the stops. They burned the Bobcats early with a screen pass that went for pretty good yardage. That one incomplete. Stops the clock with 10:57 to go here in the third quarter. Mooneyham again in shotgun formation. Been there all night long. Fakes the handoff. Straight back looking to throw. Zach Jones got a beat on him. He got away. Rolling to the right. Now cuts it up the sideline. And got it. He runs out of bounds. At about the 35-yard line. Mooneyham just runs out of bounds at about the 36. Be a 4-yard gain. I think you got to turn that thing back inside and try and pick up as many yards as you can get. You're down by 30 points.
I agree with that.
I think you got to cut that thing back in. And he just stepped out of bounds when the defense got close. Third down and 6.
Don't know that the Ashgrove Pirates really want to get hit too much.
Yeah, they've been hit tonight. Here, Mooneyham takes a snap, fakes to his fullback, gets some pressure, runs away from it, still running. Now he's going to tuck it in. He's to the 35, looking to get to the 30 in the first down, and he may have got it. Yeah, 30-yard line, and a first down for Mooneyham on an 8-yard pickup on a third down and 6. Austin Green made the play. Do we have a penalty flag?
Yep.
Got a penalty flag down, so we'll see what that is. Bobcat fans wanted a hold out there on the corner. I don't know if they're going to get that call or not. See what it is here. Austin Green made the tackle. And a penalty flag's down back around the 35-yard line. It is holding against the offense. Well, that's going to nullify a nice first down run by Mooneyham, the quarterback. And it'll bring up a third down and long for Ashgrove. It's been a pretty penalty-free game tonight.
For the most part.
Bobcats got called for 2 defensive penalties on that 1 touchdown drive for Ashgrove. And is this the first penalty against Ashgrove? This is the first penalty against Ashgrove.
I believe so.
Been a very clean game here tonight. Well, instead of 1st and 10 down inside the 25, Ashgrove has got it 3rd down and 14 from the 45. That's quite a change. 3rd and 15, Mooneyham in shotgun. I bet he's looking to let one fly here. Got a man going in motion to the far side. Now penalty flag. And, yep, Ashgrove jumped off sides. The receiver in the slot on the far side jumped early. That'll back him up 5 more. Illegal procedure on the offense. All the way back to the 50-yard line. They've got to get down to the 31 for a first down. That brings up 3rd down and 19 yards to go for a 1st and 10. 10:39. To play in the third quarter. Second half not opening very, very well for Ashgrove after the first down run by the quarterback and penalties on 2 straight plays. Mooneyham brings his troops to the line. Double flanker set here. Now one of them goes in motion. There's a snap. He's got it. Gets some pressure again up the middle. Mooneyham looking to throw. Steps into it. Throws it deep. And this ball is over everybody's head. All the way down to the 10-yard line. Incomplete. It'll bring up a 4th down and 19. And for the first time tonight, Ashgrove, I think, is going to be forced to punt. Now, they may go for it here because they're down by 30 points. And you really can't be punting the ball away. But it looks like they're bringing on some extra players here for a punt. Yep, they're going to punt it. Rowan Spencer going deep to receive this kick along with Lane Grimes. Number 2, Sammy Moreland, the big wide receiver, also is the punter. Stands back inside his own 40, puts foot into it. High kick.
It's a good punt.
Fielded by Rowan Spencer. Oh, and he dropped it. Has to fall on it back at a 15-yard line. He's had a little bit of butterfingers tonight.
Yes, he has.
Well, that wasn't no good down right there. There, Bobcats will have it. Not good field position. Back at their own 15-yard line. As the Thayer Bobcats have held Ashgrove on their first possession of the second half. And the Thayer Bobcat offense will trot back out there. Landry Pitts has been really good tonight. I mean, really good. 7 out of 10 for 180 yards. And he's also thrown for 3 touchdowns?
Yep.
3 touchdown throws.
And ran for 2.
Yeah, he's been responsible for five.
And he's got 76 yards rushing.
Yeah. Bobcats come out here in an offset eye. They're going to give the ball to Jackson Willison. There'll be a steady diet of Jackson Willison, I would assume, here in the second half. He gets about a two-yard gain running over the right side out to the 17-yard line. I think if you're Thayer, you're just running the clock right here and keep the chains moving. That first down play, by the way, brought to you by Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic in West Plains. 2 yards on the pickup for Jackson Willison. Jack's got 33 yards tonight.
Yep.
On nine carries. Needs to break a big one here. He's the tailback. He's going to get it again. Run over to the right side. He's got some room. He's at 25-30. Runs through a tackle out to the 35-yard line. That's what we're talking about right there. Jack Willison out to 35. That is a 17 yards. 17 yards and a first down brought to you by Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic in West Plains. That's a good run. Good job by the offensive line. Blowing a big hole on that right side. Jack likes to run right.
Yes, he does.
Likes to run right. Seems to see the field better on that right side. And tonight anyway, it's looked that way. And he's running downhill on the slope field. First and 10, Bobcats. Landry Pitts up under center. Eye back behind him. They give it to Jackson Willison again. Got some room again after the 40, 45. Sidestep the tackler to the 50. He's on his feet to the 45. On down to the 41-yard line. That is a 24-yard run for Jackson Willison. Boy, he does like to run to the left, doesn't he? I think he sees the field better going to the left. First and 10, Thayer Bobcats. That first down brought to you by Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic in West Plains. Bobcats moving the chains and having some fun while they're at it.
I think it's safe to say he just sees the field pretty
well.
Yeah,
I think he sees it pretty good. He doesn't care which way he runs. He just runs. First and 10, Bobcats and split backs here. They give it to Griffin Willison running up the middle, and he moves the pile all the way down to the 36-yard line. Griffin's had, well, not a great night tonight, but he's carried it five times for 14 yards. Four there, makes a second down and six. Clock continues to run down to 8.5 minutes to play in the ballgame. Thayer with their first possession of the second half, and that'll just old-fashioned Thayer Bobcat football here.
Yep.
Power football, right up the gut. They're daring Ashgrove to put everybody in a box. Here they're going to run a little reverse play. Got it to Rowan Spencer. He cuts it to the outside. He's to the 30-yard line. Still on his feet to the 25. Spins out of a tackle. Down to the 20. Spins again. And all the way down to the 15-yard line. Watch that sophomore run. From the 37 to the 15. That is 22 yards. And a first down for the Thayer Bobcats. Spencer Rowan, and I think he's got a cramp.
Yeah, he pointed at it immediately.
Yeah, he's got a cramp out there. And they're going to bring the trainers out and work that cramp out. Wow, what a run. 22 yards for Rowan Spencer, the Bobcat sophomore.
The Gazelle.
And the Gazelle, actually, exactly right. And another first down for the Thayer Bobcats at the 15-yard line. First down brought to you by Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic in West Plains. Well, we got a timeout here. We'll say thanks to some more of your Thayer Bobcat boosters. Penny Lane Accounting in Thayer. The Sunset Salon and Barbering in Thayer. Farm Bureau Insurance, Zach Barton. Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance, I should say. Zach Barton in Thayer and Alton. Willow Springs Realty, Solomon Cornelius. The Law Office of Fred O'Neill and the 11 Point River Title Company in Thayer. And Forstler's True Value and Napa Auto Parts in downtown Thayer. Rowan Spencer, again, they're working on, I think he's got cramps in both legs the way it looks.
I believe so.
They're working on both thigh or both calf muscles for Rowan Spencer. And while they've got him down, it looks like we'll have a second here. Mike, do we have any updates on the scores around the area?
No, all of them still last report was at halftime.
All right. And folks, if you didn't hear earlier, Marionville leading Sarcoxie 16-12 at the half. The winner of our game will play the winner of the Marionville-Sarcoxie game next Friday night. Liberty was leading Forsyth 22-14 at the half, and the Ava Bears leading Stratford 28-7 at the half. So could be an all-SCA championship game in that Class 2 district.
We did get an update on West Plains. They now lead 52-0.
52-0. West Plains Zizzers out of field day up at Zizzer Stadium. First and 15 for the Thayer Bobcats. First and 10 at the 15. Bobcats running the option. Pitts is going to keep it. Gets it inside the 10 to the 5. Dives into the end zone. Touchdown. Landry Pitts would not be denied. Scores on a 15-yard run with 7:54 to go in the third quarter. And the Thayer Bobcats continue to roll. They lead it now 48-12 over the Ashgrove Pirates. And Ashgrove, Adam, they are done.
Yeah.
Looking at the body language out on the field, they are just, they just look like they are absolutely frustrated. It's, you know, Bobcats threw it at them all through the first half and burned them. They got ready for that in the second half, and Thayer runs it all the way down the field. No pass attempts at all on that drive for the touchdown. And here's Zach Jones on to attempt the extra point. He hasn't hit one yet tonight. This one is up, almost blocked, and it is good. Well, that's the key. Somebody's got to get there to try and block it.
Yep.
And he kicked it right over him. So the extra point is good. That makes it 49-12. Thayer Bobcats with the lead. We'll take a timeout. Back with a kick in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
Time for a change? We'll try Pete Sant of Thayer's all-new house pan pizza made with fresh, never-frozen dough, made in-house daily, topped with fresh ingredients and 100% real mozzarella cheese, and it's pan-fried to a crispy golden brown crust. What goes better than football season and pizza? Call 417-264-3800 for carry-out or delivery, or visit PeteSant.com to place your order now for the Pete Sant of Thayer. And they say, go Bobcats.
Now, more Thayer Bobcat football on the Ecom Sports Network and anywhere, anytime, K-Country 95. Back to the voice of the Thayer Bobcats, Mike Crace.
Well, finally had to put my jacket back on. It's gotten pretty cold over here at Lewis Bosman Field, but what a beautiful night for football.
You know how the fans are keeping warm out there?
Yeah, doing the wave.
They're doing the wave?
They're doing the wave. Either that, or there's a squirrel loose under the bleachers.
There might be a mouse.
There might be a mouse under the bleachers. All right, there, Bobcats set to kick it off here. 7:54 to go in the third quarter. Thayer leading 49-12 over the Ashgrove Pirates. Well, Thayer Bobcats making a statement in this one tonight over Ashgrove. This is a good Ashgrove team, too. Here, the Bobcats going to kind of pooch kick it again. Going to be picked up by one of the deep men back at the 20-yard line. He sidesteps the tackler and gets out to the 32. Number 28 on the return. That is Nate Trammell. He's a young man that almost took that one for a touchdown earlier. Yep. Bobcats tackle him down at the 2-yard line. So first and 10, Ashgrove, their second possession of the second half. First one, Bobcats stopped them, forced them to punt. A couple of penalties really killed that drive for Ashgrove.
Yep.
A holding call and then illegal procedure back-to-back, and they had to punt the ball away. First and 10. Here comes Brock Moneyham, quarterback for the Ashgrove Pirates. Got three receivers on the near side and a tight end on the far side in shotgun formation. There's a good snap. Straight back looking throw. Now hands it off to his back, and he's tackled in the backfield. Nowhere to go. Number 34, Bowers. He's going to be tackled for a 5-yard loss. A little delayed handoff in the Thayer Bob. You can't do that when there's three rushers coming right up the middle every time. I didn't see who was the first one to get a hand on him, but all three of them tackled him.
I believe it was Zach Jones.
I think you're right. Zach's had a big night tonight.
Yes, he has.
Second down at about 14 here after the 4-yard loss for Ashgrove. Here's Mooneyham, the quarterback, looking to throw. Got some pressure. Oh, Jackson Wilson had him. He gets loose, and now gets loose, throws the ball away. Now, that one should be intentional grounding. There was no receiver in the area, and he was underdressed as Zach Jones was about to lay the smackdown on him back around the 15-yard line. I mean, this defense has lowered their ears, and they're going after the quarterback or anybody else that's carrying the football for the Ashgrove Pirates. Looking at Rowan Spencer out here still stretching those calf muscles. He's on the field.
He's a trooper. He got back out there.
He got back out there. He's walking a little funny, but he's back out there. So third down and 13 here for Ashgrove. Third and 14, actually. Mooneyham then shotgun formation again. Oh, Bobcats throw the blitz at him, and he just gets rid of it. Pass is incomplete out around the 25-yard line. And that'll bring up a fourth and 13, and Ashgrove going to be forced to punt here down 49-12. They'll send in the punting unit for the second consecutive time. They didn't punt the ball in the first half, but they have punted it. This will be the second time already here in the third quarter. We've got 5:26 to play. If you joined us late, it's been all Thayer Bobcats tonight. This game once was tied 6-6. Now it's 49-12. Here's the punter going to put a foot into it. End over end kick. Hits it about the 40. Bounces down dead at about the 35. And Bobcats pick it up, running up the sideline. And we're going to get a penalty. I don't think we are.
I think we should have on that one.
Tackle was made out of bounds, but I think he hit him initially in bounds, and they just fell out of bounds. So the Bobcat ball carrier, tackle right there at the 47-yard line. It'll be first and 10 for the Thayer Bobcats. Offense trots back out on the field. Actually, most of them were already out there,
well,
to be honest.
You've only got 24 guys.
By the way, Ash Grove with only 26 on their roster.
That's true.
That's what happens when you get to Class 1 football. There, Bobcats break the huddle. Landry Pitts still in the quarterback. He's got the Willison brothers in the backfield in the split formation. They gave it to Griff running up the middle. He breaks a tackle, breaks another. Still on his feet to the 40, fumbles the football. And we'll see who got it. Looks like the Bobcats got back on it. Down at the 40 or the 37-yard line. That is an 18-yard pickup for Griffin Willison. So Griffin Willison with a big carry, and the Bobcats will move the sticks. That first down brought to you by Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic in West Plains. First down Thayer at the Ashgrove 37-yard line. Bobcats just outside the Community First Banking Company or red zone. Now Griff is going to come off the field, get a little rest. We may see a few of the Bobcats subs starting to sprinkle their way into the game here.
Looks like Kyron ran off and Jackson.
Yeah. Oh, Griffin. Did Jackson come off too?
Yep.
All right, Bobcats hand the ball off. And getting to the outside is Mark Spencer. Spencer gets down to the 30-yard line, brought down. And again, a tackle out of bounds and no penalty call. And that'll be a pickup of 7 yards.
Holding on the offense.
Oh, going to have a holding call. Now got a penalty flag down. They are starting to get a few subs in there. Mark Spencer in the backfield.
Nick Gorham in on the tight
Nick
end.
Nick Gorham is in at tight end. And a penalty will bring the play back. Penalty on the Bobcats right about the line of scrimmage. So a holding call. Be the first offensive penalty, I believe, for Thayer tonight. We had a couple on the defense, an offside on the defense. And this one is going to take the ball all the way back to the 48-yard line. So the hold actually occurred behind the line of scrimmage. Takes it all the way back to the 48. Thayer's got to get down to the 27. So it'll be first down and 21 for the Thayer Bobcat offense with 2:30 to play in the game. We're under the turbo clock. Clock continuing to run here. Play clock has not started. The official now winds the clock, and it'll start, and here we go. Landry Pitts with Gorham and Spencer in the backfield. They give it to Spencer running over the left side. He breaks a tackle, and he gets down to about the 42-yard line before he's brought down. Still action out there. Official's a little bit late blowing that whistle. Bobcats will pick up about 7 yards on that play. It'll be second down and 14 now for the Bobcats with a minute 55 to go in the third quarter under the running clock. 49-12. Thayer Bobcat lead the Ashgrove Pirates. There are a few seniors on this Ashgrove team. Sammy Moreland, who you've heard a lot about, a senior. Tristan Bowers, the running back, a senior. Some of their linemen are seniors. Second down and 14. Here's Spencer trying to get to the outside. Cuts it up at the 40. He's still on his feet to the 35, down to the 33-yard line. That'll be a pickup of about 8 yards on a third down and 14. It'll bring up fourth down. Actually, that was second down. This will be third down. Third down at about 6 now for the Thayer Bobcat offense. I really like that lighted down marker we got over there.
It's a whole lot easier to see than the old one.
Yes, it is. Third down. And about 5 yards to go for the Thayer Bobcats here. Landry Pitts still in there, quarterback, directing things for the Bobcats. Spencer and Gorham in the backfield. Lane Grimes wide to the near side. Rowan Spencer wide to the far side. Just give to Spencer in the middle. He breaks one tackle, gets down to the 30, stacked up right there. They'll give him forward progress, I believe, to about the 29. Going to be short of the first down marker. It's going to bring up a fourth down and about 2 yards to go for the Thayer Bobcats inside the 30-yard line. We call that the Community First Banking Company red zone. Down to 31 seconds to play in the third quarter. And Thayer's going to go for it here on fourth down. Would they dare throw this ball? Out line up in the power T double tight set. Pitch going to give it to Spencer. He's got a first down. Now the 25. Down to the 20, 19-yard line and down. That's down to the 20. That is an 8-yard pickup. 9 yards. And a first down brought to you by Ozarks Medical Center's Orthopedic Clinic. And now the Thayer Bobcats going to send in the whole JV. Except for Landry Pitts, I think going to stay out there quarterback. Lane Grimes coming off the field. Blake Nicholson coming off the field. Yeah, everybody coming off the field now. 52 coming out. Is that Cole Cates coming off the field. And that's the end of our fourth quarter, by the way. 49-12. Thayer Bobcats lead the Ashgrove Pirates after three quarters of play. We'll be back with your fourth quarter in just a minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Hurry up, dude. The game's about to start.
Nothing beats spending the day watching the game with your buddies.
Dude, I'm literally right here. Let's do this.
Which is why a shelter insurance renter's policy is key to your winning game plan. It protects things your landlord's policy doesn't.
Dude, where's your TV?
What? Oh, no way, dude.
Like that flat-screen TV that just got stolen.
Hey, this is Capri. Come see us at Roger Foley's office at 201 Mammoth Street in Thayer, Missouri.
When you're in the market for a new pre-owned vehicle, you need to make a stop at Oregon County Cars in Thayer. They keep a good selection of cars, trucks, and SUVs on the lot all the time. And if you're looking for something special and they don't have it, tell them about it. They'll try and find you one. Oregon County Cars, where they offer a free 3-month, 3,000-mile powertrain warranty on all vehicles sold. They're also a collision repair estimate center for all your collision repairs. Oregon County Cars, just up the road from the Dairy Queen in Thayer.
Back to more Thayer Bobcat football on Anywhere, Anytime, K-Country 95. Here's Mike Crace.
Well, Thayer Bobcats have run a play here in the fourth quarter. They came out and a 2-yard pickup for Mark Spencer. Bobcats with a JV on the field, and Prince is in at quarterback. Young freshman Bobcat, done a nice job with the JV, although the JV had to cancel the last couple of ball games.
He's done a nice job on the varsity squad.
He has when he's got an opportunity to play, yeah. So Prince in there, quarterback for the Thayer Bobcats. They got Mark Spencer and Nick Gorm in the backfield. They turn, pitch it to Spencer, trying to run to the left side. He's got a little room out here. Oh, there comes the defense. Spencer gets to the 20 and going to be down at the 18. Ball came out. And the officials don't know what to do. Yeah, the whistle had already blown that play dead. Yeah, the official, the Ashgrove picked it up. And the ball carrier is continuing to run down to the end zone. He's doing the right thing.
Yeah.
But this play was blown dead. Now, this is not going to be a touchdown for Ashgrove. No. Sideline official says, no, I blew it dead. Ashgrove picked it up. Number 28, Nate Trammell, who got on the ball. And we'll see what the officials say. It'll be no gain on the play. I think the coach for Ashgrove was wanting the football. 10:42 to go. And we'll see what they're going to do. Coming over to talk to Coach Billy Weber. And if they're going to give this ball to Ashgrove, Weber is not going to be happy.
Not going to be pretty. Not going to be pretty.
The White Hat's over talking to him. And the way the officials reacted, the play was obviously blown dead.
Yeah.
Obviously, it was blown dead. And Ashgrove folks won't like this call. Thayer won't like it. It'll depend on what it is. Now they're going to go over and talk to the Ashgrove coach. And they're going to give this ball to Ashgrove. I think they're going to give this ball to Ashgrove.
I think they just heard the Bobcats say go defense.
Yeah. They're going to give this ball to Ashgrove. Now, they're not going to give them the touchdown. They're going to give it to them where it was fumbled, where it was picked up, which is the 20-yard line. So Ashgrove's going to get the ball back. And the Bobcats send the first team off or defense back out on the field. So Spencer got hit at about the 20, and apparently the ball came out. Now, the officials, I don't think, saw it come out and blew it dead, and then it was picked up by the Pirates. So that'll be a turnover on the Bobcat offense with 10:42 to go. Clock will start. We are under the turbo clock here. They are leading 49-12. Ashgrove. Mooneyham back out there at quarterback in shotgun formation. He's going to run with it. He's going to get hit behind the line. He'll lose 3 yards.
You could kind of see that coming.
My goodness, who was that?
I believe that was Zach Jones and Austin Green, wasn't it?
Actually, 67 for the Thayer Bobcats, Weston Rogers. I mean, he shot that gap, and he blew up the quarterback for a two-yard loss. It'll be second down and 12 for Ash Grove. And when Ash Grove tried to run the ball tonight, it has not been advantageous for him.
No, they have 27 yards.
Second down and 12. Mooneyham straight back looking to throw it this time. Bobcats pressure him again. He gets the pass off, but it's behind the line. Oh, the ball carrier shakes the tackler, and now it's going to get bumped down at about the 28-yard line. They needed 12 for a first down. They're going to get about 8 on that play. It'll bring up third down. Rowan Spencer made the hit on the sideline to knock him down. Third down and 2. Bobcats getting number 75 in there defensively. Zach Jones heading back out. And Griffin Willison will come out. Also, Jackson Willison coming out. Gorham's in there playing defense now for the Bobcats. Third down and 2 for the Ash Grove Pirates. 9 minutes to go in the game. Mooneyham, the quarterback, in shotgun formation. Takes a snap. Quick throw is, oh, it's incomplete. Into the hands of Moreland. I think he started to run before he made the catch. Moreland trying to run before he made the catch, and that'll bring up a fourth down for the Ash Grove Pirates. Bobcats had a defender right there. I think Moreland took his eyes off of it just for a second. More Bobcats coming out of the game. 56 out of the game. Dalton Nicholson. Fourth down and 2 now for Ash Grove. Got a player looking for the play. Now comes back out. Mooneyham in shotgun. We got a penalty flag. This is going to be on the offense. Ash Grove going to be called for an illegal procedure here. That'll back him up 5, and they'll send in the punting unit, I would assume. Bobcats have not had an opportunity to get a punt return tonight.
Nope.
Ash Grove hasn't punted it very often. Matter of fact, 2 times here in the second half. They didn't punt it at all in the first half. They are stopped on downs every time in the first half. So with 8 minutes to go, Ash Grove the punt it away on a 4th down and 7. Spencer and Grimes back there. Bobcats almost got there to block the kick. This one's going to be fielded by Grimes. He hands it to Spencer. Spencer spins out of a tackle. He's got a little room now. He's to the 50. He's to the 45. To the 40. And down at the 33-yard line.
That was way late.
Oh, we got a... What do we got here? We got a penalty flag coming in. I mean, that was like 5 minutes after the hit. I mean, it was a huge block. Ash Grove's player is, he's just now getting up, and he is wobbly. Number 56 for Ash Grove out there on the punt coverage. And I think the Bobcats, you know, he didn't hit him below the knees, but they're going to call him for an illegal block.
Helmet to helmet.
Helmet to helmet's what they're going to call it.
Well, his helmet was in his chest, so... Politely, I'm going to disagree with
that. I would disagree with that too. Yeah, I think that's a bad call. I think hope the young man's okay.
Yeah, but I think that was feeling sorry for the player on the ground.
Blake McNeese. And Fair Bobcats will have that penalty. We'll bring it all the way back to about the 50-yard line, actually down to the all the way back to the 38-yard line. And they put that in to protect players. But unlike you, I didn't think it was helmet to helmet.
I didn't even think it was malicious.
But crackback blocks are illegal now in high school football. So here's the Bobcat JV offense with the football. 6:44 to go. They give it to Mark Spencer running up in the middle. And the pile will go to about the 42-yard line. Be about a 4-yard pickup on first down for the Thayer Bobcats. Stay tuned after the ball game. We'll have your... our Shelter Insurance and Directman post-game report. Coach Billy Weber will be making his way up to talk about his Bobcat victory tonight over Ash Grove. Apparent victory. Still 6 minutes to go, but 49-12. Thayer leads it if you joined us late. Thayer built an early lead and just can continue to build on it. 42-12 at halftime. JV's out there playing out the clock now under the under the mercy rule. Gorham and Spencer in the Bobcat backfield. Prince, the quarterback, hands it to Spencer. Looking for some room. Cuts it up to the 45. And out to about the 47-yard line before he's brought down. Be another 4 yards on the carry for Mark Spencer. Bobcat sophomore running back. Got a good block out there by Nick Gorham. Number 88 for the Thayer Bobcats. And that'll make a 3rd down and 2. JV looking to get a 1st down and stay on the field and run out the clock here. Ash Grove still with their first team defense out there. You can tell by all the dirty uniforms. On the Bobcats. Double wide set. Quarterback up under center. Gives it to Spencer. Spencer's got a first down across the 50. Powers it down to the 45-yard line and out of bounds. That's a 9-yard pickup for Mark Spencer. The Bobcat JV moving it on the Ash Grove defense. That's a good play right there. A good hard run by Mark Spencer.
Yeah, Mark already closing in on 50 yards rushing.
Wow.
Got a big 44 on 8 carries.
Well, then Pitts has got 74 for Thayer. Landry Pitts has had a great night tonight.
Landry has 91 and Jackson has 74.
Jackson 74. 91 for Landry?
Yep.
Wow.
Not a bad night at the office.
Not a bad night at all. 180 through the air. First and 10. Thayer Bobcats, that first down brought to you by Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic. Bobcats running the ball with a fullback. That is Gorham, straight ahead. Gets it down to about the 44-yard line. And be a pickup of a couple yards for Nick Gorham. Or the Thayer Bobcats take it to the 44. And now the JV defense coming on for Ash Grove. As they call a timeout to get the JV guys with the second unit out there. And starters, most of the starters will leave the field for the Ash Grove Pirates. They got a bunch of seniors on this team playing their last football here at Lewis Bosman Field in Thayer. And with a timeout, Bobcats go out. Coach Billy Weber goes out, says, here's what we want to run. Gives the play to Prince.
Just get an update on Marionville Sarcoxie.
Yep.
At the end of the third, Marionville 30, Sarcoxie 18.
Ooh, 30 to 18. Some of the fans start to file out of the Lewis Bosman field here. This game practically over. Bobcats come out, split backfield, give it to Gorham. Gorham running to the left, got it blocked. He gets loose to the 35, to the 31-yard line and taken out of bounds. That is a 10-yard pickup for Nick Gorham running over the left side. There, Bobcat JV. Boy, they would love to put a touchdown on the board.
Anytime the JV
in a state playoff game
is big, but when it's in a state playoff game,
that's even bigger. And Prince, number 17 for the Thayer Bobcats, the freshman, Brandon Prince, he'll be the quarterback of the future for these Thayer Bobcats. First and 10, Thayer, 3:40 to go in the game. Split backs again, double tight set. Oh, they fumble the snap, and the ball's still loose, and looks like Ash Grove has recovered. Yes, they have. It was a bad snap. Bobcats couldn't control it. Ball got kicked, actually, all the way down to the 29-yard line. That's where Ash Grove will recover. So Ash Grove will come on the field with 3:23, and the clock is running. So they got time for a couple plays, and this game will be in the books. Thayer Bobcats are going to advance to next Friday night. Looks like they will play Marionville. Marionville up by 12 at the end of three against Sarcoxie. And if it is Marionville, that game will be at Marionville next Friday night. We'll have it for you right here on K-Country 95. Boy, that brings back memories of some battles, doesn't
it? Yes, it does.
Thayer Bobcats and the Marionville Comets have had some dandies over the years.
I can think of a few when I was on the sideline.
Yes, I remember those too. All right, so we got a timeout on the field here. Clock stopped with 3:22 to go. I want to say thanks to some more of your Thayer Bobcat boosters tonight, like Thayer Fitness and Nutrition, the Alton Bank, the Carter Funeral Homes of Thayer and West Plains, the Steak and Shake at West Plains. Man, I'd like to have a double steak burger and a bowl of chili right now.
And some cheese fries.
Oh, I don't like cheese fries. But if you want cheese fries, you can give cheese fries. Barton Electric of Thayer, Farmers Insurance, Stephen Clark in Thayer, and Freeman and Woolsey Well Drilling and Pump Service in Thayer. Bobcat Boosters helping to bring you the game tonight. First and 10 for the Ash Grove Pirates. It looks like they've got their JV out there as well. Quarterback just going to take it and run. And Bobcats will hit him and bring him down at the line of scrimmage. Number 6, the ball carrier for Ash Grove. That is I don't see him.
Yep, I don't have a number 6.
Well, there's not a number 6 on the roster. And we thought that. We counted players out there, and they had like 30.
Yep.
And there's only 24 listed on the roster. So some kids out there that we don't have numbers for and names for, so we apologize for that. Well, second down and 10 for Ash Grove. 2:44 to play in the ball game. be a long bus ride home for these Ashgrove Pirates tonight. There goes the ball carrier again, trying to get to the outside and breaks the tackle, breaks another, and finally brought down at about the 36. That'll be about a 6-yard pickup.
Colt Gonzalez in on the tackle.
Third down and 3 for the Ashgrove Pirates. We're just kind of playing out the string here. Thayer Bobcats going to win this one, barring something happening here, 49-12. And again, we'll most likely, the way it looks, play Marionville next Friday night at Marionville, home of the Comets. You have the Alton Comets. You have the Marionville Comets. They are the only Comets in the state of Missouri. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
Yep. I hear the Ashgrove, we're going to get a penalty flag down here. Ashgrove had two players knock each other down in the backfield. And see how long it takes the officials to sort this out. It's going to be offsides on the defense. Well, that'll give Ashgrove a first down. Well, I'm not mistaken, that's only like two first downs in the second half.
Yep, that's the second one.
Second first down of the second half for Ashgrove. That one comes on a Bobcat penalty. So it'll be first and 10. Ashgrove with a minute 23 to go in the game. Stay tuned for the Shelter Insurance Andrew Ekman of West Plains post-game report. We'll be naming the Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Bobcat Player of the Game. Bet you can't guess who it's going to be tonight.
I've got a pretty good idea.
I do, too, already. Had one of the best nights we've seen a quarterback have here at Thayer in a long time. First and 10 for Ashgrove. Quarterback straight back, looking to throw the ball here. Throws it over the middle, over everybody's head. Ooh, and almost intercepted by Mark Spencer. I thought that was going way over everybody's head. Mark got up high and got a hand on it. That'll bring up a second down and 10. And Ashgrove will have time to run one more play, and this game is going to be over. Thayer Bobcats will celebrate going to 8-3 on the year, and will be alive to play another week in the state playoffs here in the Class 1, District 3. Quarterback takes a snap. Second down and 10. Rolling to his right. Oh, he gets hit and gets hit again. Finally goes down. what a tackle out there by the Thayer Bobcats. Nick Gorham. And that will be the final play of the ball game. Our final score, 49-12. The Thayer Bobcats have beaten the Ashgrove Pirates here at Lewis Bosman Field in Thayer. We're going to take a timeout. We'll be back with the post-game report brought to you by Shelter Insurance and Directman, your agent in West Plains, in just a couple of minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
Ozarka College, with campuses in Melbourne, Ash Flat, Mammoth Spring, and Mountain View, Arkansas, has a degree plan just for you. They offer surgical technology, nursing, automotive and diesel mechanics, teaching, culinary arts, agriculture, aviation, welding, and the list goes on. And with the Carpenter Technical Center, now open in Ash Flat, new opportunities are just around the corner. If you need a flexible schedule, check out Ozarka's many online offerings. Learn more at ozarka.edu. Ozarka College, your story starts here.
We're excited to be growing in the West Plains community. Our new full-service Southern Bank location at 1599 Porter Wagner Boulevard offers all the same flexible solutions to fit your life. Stop by and see us Monday through Friday, 8:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. If you can't make it by during the day, our drive-through ITM video teller offers extended banking hours Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. and on Saturdays from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. Southern Bank, member FDIC.
Your car, your truck, your SUV, your trailer all have one thing in common, tires. That's right. It's important to inspect those tires often. Make sure they have good tread and they're safe. See the boys at the Car Doctor 2 and let them give you an inspection. As a matter of fact, the Car Doctor 2 is your one stop for tires, alignment, oil changes, service jobs, trailer repair, SUV work, and of course, major and minor engine repair. The expert trained mechanics with years of experience. See Corey, Steve, and the boys at the Car Doctor 2 north of Thayer on Highway 63. We call them the good guys.
Today is the day. After countless hours of research, cutting back expenses, and 9 months of anxiously waiting for her, today is the day you finally bring home your new car. It's also the day to protect her with an auto policy from Shelter Insurance. Our policies are competitively priced and include new car replacement coverage if anything were to happen to your new baby.
Hi, I'm Andrew Ekman in West Plains. Let me show you why so many clients recommend us to their friends.
Back to more Thayer Bobcat Football on Anywhere, Anytime, K-Country 95. Here's Mike Crace.
Well, back after the ball game, welcome to the Shelter Insurance. Andrew Ekman of West Plains postgame report. Thayer Bobcats have won tonight, 49-12, your final. And let's run down the scoring for you again. In the first quarter, Thayer Bobcats got on the board first. It was Landry Pitts on a 3-yard run after a Landry Pitts interception. That made it 6-0 early. Ash Grove came right back, and with 4:40 to play in the first quarter, it was Mooneyham, a 5-yard touchdown pass to Moreland. That made it 6-6 as neither team completed the extra point try. Thayer Bobcats weren't done in the first half or the first quarter, though. With 4:36 to play after the kickoff, Bobcats took the ball at their own 34-yard line and a 44-yard line and a 56-yard touchdown strike from Landry Pitts to Lane Grimes. 2-point conversion was good. Thayer was off to the races. They led 14-6 at that point. And then with 23 seconds left in the first quarter, it was Jack Willison, a 1-yard touchdown dive, 2-point conversion good. Thayer led 22-6 at the end of the first quarter. In the second quarter, Thayer scored 3 touchdowns, 3 more, with 10:40 to play, a 49-yard touchdown pass from Landry Pitts to Rowan Spencer, 2-point conversion good. Thayer led 30-6, made it 36-6 on a Landry Pitts 43-yard touchdown run. Extra point was no good. Again, 36-6 at that point, 3:57 to go in the first half. With 2:02 to play in the first half, Mooneyham scored on a 1-yard touchdown run, made it 36-12. And in the final 2 minutes, Thayer took the ball and rolled right down the field. And it was Landry Pitts to Rowan Spencer, a 27-yard touchdown pass. And as pretty a run after the catch, it was only about a 5-yard throw. And Rowan Spencer, he spinning and weaving and bobbing and diving into the end zone, and he got the touchdown. Rowan Spencer made it 42-12. Extra point was no good. That was our score at the half. In the fourth quarter, or the third quarter, Thayer Bobcats scored the only touchdown. Matter of fact, the only touchdown of the second half. It was Pitts on a 15-yard run. Extra point was good. 49-12 is your final score. And the JV played the entire fourth quarter. So Ash Grove will see their season come to an end with a record of 7-4. Thayer Bobcats improved to 8-3 and will move into the championship game of the Class 1 District 3 tournament. And it looks like the Bobcats will travel to Marionville to take on the Comets next Friday night. Last we heard, Marionville was up 30-18 over Sarcoxie. So should be a good one next Friday night. Of course, we'll have it for you here on K-Country 95. Statman Adam is working on the statistics, and boy, there's a bunch of them. Most of the stats coming in the first half, and it was just a great first half of football by these Thayer Bobcats here tonight. So we'll get to the Statman Adam in just a couple of minutes. Also, Coach Billy Weber going to be making his way up, and we'll get his reaction to his Bobcat performance tonight, and all that coming in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
Hey, everybody, it's Red Bull Mike Crace. You know, the rut is on right now, and that means it's just about time for us to go deer hunting. Before we do that, we need to go see Monty's Outdoors in the Southern Hill Shopping Center in West Plains. You'll find all kinds of camo, boots, blinds, tree stands, shooting sticks, lots of attractants, hearing protection, optics so you can glass those deer. Everything you need after the hunt, too, at Monty's Outdoors. They've even got some .223 ammo in stock. And don't forget your license and tags at Monty's Outdoors in West Plains.
Advanced Practice Registered Nurse Leslie Batterton and her team are taking new patients at Baxter Regional Health System Hometown Clinic at Mammoth Spring. They offer the excellent care you'd expect from Baxter Regional for men and women of all ages, from pediatrics to geriatrics, including women's health and more. Schedule an appointment today with Leslie Batterton by calling 870-625-1709. BRHS Hometown Clinic at Mammoth Spring, 277 Main Street, and accepts both Arkansas and Missouri Medicare and Medicaid.
The last place you want to be is in the dentist chair, and they know that at Mammoth Spring Dental. So they go out of their way to take the anxiety out of the dentist appointment. They want you to feel relaxed and comfortable. Their skilled dentist, Dr. Kersey, dental hygienist Shelby, and the great staff, Abby, Stephanie, Holly, and Cindy, treat you like family. Mammoth Spring Dental Clinic. Stop in or call 870-625-3262 for an appointment. Mammoth Spring Dental. Come as a patient, leave as a friend.
It's coming in 2022. The Bi-State Area's new Beef Barn, Mohawk Stark Yards, at the State Line, just off U.S. 63 and Middleton Avenue in Thayer. It's truly a business built with its focus on building a stronger cattle industry in the Ozarks. Mohawk Stark Yards is proud to sponsor the Bobcat Coach's Corner and wish Coach Weber and the Bobcats great success. To schedule a farm visit or for any direct from the farm sales, just call owners Marty Cruz, 417-274-7719, or Andy Mills at 417-280-0755.
Back to more Thayer Bobcat football on Anywhere, Anytime, K-Country 95. Here's Mike Crace.
And we're back after the ballgame. Welcome back to the Shelter Insurance and Directman of West Plains Thayer Bobcat postgame report. We're joined here by Coach Billy Weber of the Thayer Bobcats. Coach, as always, congratulations on a good win. And just want to say, your team played about as well as we've seen them play in a while in that first half.
I think so. You know, we did a lot of things right, both sides of the ball, and particularly offensively, I thought we were really clicking, and kids played well. We ran it, threw it, really kind of hitting on all cylinders.
Yeah, I would agree. And Landry Pitts throwing the ball 7 for 10 and 180 yards in the first half.
Yeah, that's really amazing when it's when you get that type of yardage on 7 throws.
You know, this week as we talked a couple of times, you were really worried about this game.
Very concerned. That quarterback is the real deal. That big receiver knew he was the real deal, and could catch it and score from anywhere. Number two could. And then, in all the film, the quarterback ran it for big yardage, big gains, but our guys in the box really did a fantastic job at taking care of that.
Yeah, to stop him. And I think it's the difference, and we talk about this all the time, playing in the SCA as opposed to playing another schedule. Your guys out-hit them all night long, and I think there were times they just didn't want any more of it.
I think you're right. That and then just the speed at which we play, I think that also helps us. We get a lot of good effort out of our guys, a lot of good tempo. Then just being physical, all that pays off in the end.
And of course, 42 to 12 at halftime, and it could have been even more. Had a couple of passes that were going to be obvious touchdowns that didn't get caught, but that happens. I mean, it's high school football.
Oh yeah, can't complain the way our kids played. Really pleased with them. Great thing is, offensive line gave Landry a little time. He bought a little time on a couple of those plays, but it wasn't necessarily because he was pressured, but because they actually covered, and then he was still able to get rid of the ball and have big plays.
Yeah, and then defensively, you were just after their quarterback all night long. He never did get a chance to sit back there and pick receivers.
No, and we've talked about that all week with our guys, about chasing him, making him uncomfortable, never letting him be comfortable in the pocket. And, our D-line did a fantastic job. Them and Austin Green there in the middle at that linebacker spot.
Yeah, they really did. And it seemed like we were calling different names all night long. I mean, there'd be a period where Nicholson would make two or three plays, and then Zach would make two or three, and mean Austin Green would make two or three. And I mean, it was just that kind of night.
Yeah, a good night for our guys, I think you said that last week, the way these seniors are coming into this, playing really well, playing with great effort, and that's just what we've got to have.
So it looks like we're going to Marionville next Friday night, and, boy, we've had some great battles with the Comets over the years.
You bet we have. Hopefully it's a good one over there. I think our kids will really rise to the occasion, and that's what we're expecting from them, and I think it should be a really good game.
When the season started, we're still playing football. When the season started, if somebody would have said, hey, we'll put you right into the district championship game, but you're going to have to take in a record of 8-4, would you have taken that?
That's the thing. Depends on a couple things, I guess. But, if you're getting into the district championship, you're going to take that because, you want to just continue to play at the end of the season. Sure, there's a different way to get there, then that's what we would have taken as well. But we'll take it.
And I know you always talk about, games hinge on a play here and a play there. And this team very easily could just have one loss this year, if not for just a play or two.
Yeah, that's the thing. Our guys have played well. They've gotten better, I think, all throughout the season. And part of that is due to some of our guys being injured. I think everybody's had to play better and get more experience. And I think that's helped us at practice for everybody to compete, and just our guys getting better throughout the season.
Well, when we started the season, you know, with a sophomore secondary for the most part, except for Lane Grimes back there, you were really worried about that part of the team, and it has really come a long way this year.
Oh, yeah, that's for sure. You know, you look at the pass breakups that Eric and Rowan both have had, because they've been great cover guys down the stretch. You know, we've got to continue to have that. You know, Marionville's going to throw it a little bit. Got a real dangerous running back, but the quarterback's really dangerous as well.
Yeah, I was going to say, they got that little running back. He's about 4 feet tall. But boy, is he quick.
He's a very fine player. You know, that's a thing. You watch all the highlight and you look at him, but then everyone that I talk to, coaches-wise, talks about their quarterback.
Yeah. All right, Coach, we'll see you next Friday night.
All right, Mike, thanks for having us.
Great win for the Thayer Bobcats tonight, 49-12 over the Ashgrove Pirates. And you're listening to the Thayer Bobcat postgame report brought to you by Shelter Insurance and Drew Eckman in West Plains. We'll take one more break. We'll be back. Statman Adam will have the final stats for you in 60 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
Community First Banking Company declares My Card Rules. It's their new mobile app feature that allows you to add alerts or restrictions to your debit card, report a lost or stolen debit card, or temporarily suspend your card and reactivate it, all at the touch of a fingertip. And Community First still offers free checking accounts, free debit cards, and free paper statements.
Living up to our name, Community First Banking Company.
Community First, member FDIC.
Hurry up, dude. The game's about to start.
Nothing beats spending the day watching the game with your buddies.
Dude, I'm literally right here. Let's do this.
Which is why a Shelter Insurance renter's policy is key to your winning game plan. It protects things your landlord's policy doesn't.
Dude, where's your TV?
What? Oh, no way, dude.
Like that flat-screen TV that just got stolen.
Hi, I'm Andrew Ekman in West Plains. Let me show you why so many clients recommend us to their friends.
Now, more Thayer Bobcat football on the Ecom Sports Network and anywhere, anytime, K-Country 95. Here's Mike Crace.
And we're back at Lewis Bosman Field after the ballgame. Again, the Thayer Bobcats with a rather convincing win tonight over the Ashgrove Pirates, 49-12. Statman Adams got our final stats for us, Adam.
Yeah, we'll start with the Ashgrove Pirates' individual stats. And number 9, Brock Mooney, the quarterback, had 23 yards on 17 carries. The tailback Bowers had a negative 2 on 4 carries. Delk had 6 yards on 1 carry. And the unknown second-string quarterback had 6 yards on 3 carries. That'll bring their rushing totals to 33 yards with 2 first downs, and they did have 1 touchdown. Passing-wise, Brock Mooneyham was 14 for 38 with 172 yards, 1 touchdown, 2 interceptions, and 6 first downs in the game. So that'll bring their total yards to 205 yards with 10 first downs and 2 touchdowns. Then you get to the Thayer Bobcats side, and things get a little crazy as always. We'll just start with some individual stats. Rushing-wise, Jackson Willison was 74 yards with 11 carries. Landry Pitts had 91 yards and 3 touchdowns on 5 carries. Griffin Willison had 36 yards on 6 carries. Rowan Spencer had 26 yards on 2 carries. Mark Spencer had 44 yards on 8 carries. And Nick Gorham added 12 on 2 carries. That'll bring their rushing totals to 283 yards with 11 first downs and 4 touchdowns.
You know, it didn't seem like it through the course of the game. You really didn't notice the rushing yards, but that's a bunch of yards in one game.
Yes, it is. Then Landry Pitts was 7 for 10 with 180 yards passing, all of that in the first half, with 3 first downs, 3 touchdowns, and 1 interception. So that brings their total yards to 463 yards with 14 first downs and 7 touchdowns.
Wow. By the way, those 7 touchdowns, that equates to another $350 in the bank for St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Thanks to Thayer Dental Care, they donate $50 for every touchdown they score all season long to St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Thank you, Dr. Patel. All right, one thing we got left to do is to name the Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic Bobcat Player of the Game. We'll do that right after this on the Ecom Sports Network.
The experts in orthopedic care can be found at Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine Clinic. Dr. Roeder, who serves as the West Plains team physician, and Drs. Jolly and Karen specialize in the medical and surgical care of the spine and joints, utilizing the latest technology to get you back on your feet as quickly as possible. And they are here for you 24/7. Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine Clinic on Kentucky Avenue in West Plains, where they are focused on your health.
And back after the game for the Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic Thayer Bobcat Player of the Game. And I don't think it should surprise anybody that was listening to the ball game, that was here at the stadium, or watching the live stream on the Ecom TV, Landry Pitts is our Thayer Bobcat Player of the Game tonight. 7 for 10, 180 yards, 3 passing touchdowns, scored a couple runs in the football. Just a great night by the senior, and you can tell he does not want football season to end just yet.
No, he does not. Added 91 yards on the ground.
Yeah, 91. Yeah, 100, but 207, responsible for 270 yards of offense tonight.
Yep.
Throwing
night.
And running. Not a bad night at all. Landry Pitts, our Thayer Bobcat Player of the Game, presented by Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics in West Plains. That's going to wrap it up for the Shelter Insurance Thayer Bobcat post-game report. Again, if you joined us late, Thayer a winner tonight, 49-12 over the Ash Grove Pirates. They go to 8-4 on the year, and will go to Marionville, take on the Comets next Friday night for the Class 1 District 3 Championship. Thayer Bobcat football tonight been brought to you by Shelter Insurance, Roger Foley, your agent in Thayer, the Moart Stockyards, Knox Orthopedics and Mountain Home in West Plains, FNBC Community Bankers, Lauren Perkins Allen, attorney at law, State Farm Insurance, got Cecil in Thayer, Southern Bank in Thayer, Ozarka College, Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic in West Plains, Century 21 Combs and Associates, Oregon County Cars in Thayer, the Pizza Inn of Thayer. Well, wouldn't a pizza be good right now? Community First Banking Company of West Plains, Mountain Grove in Thayer, the Car Doctor 2 in Thayer, Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Thayer Dental Care, Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply of Thayer and West Plains, Shelter Insurance, Andrew Eckman of West Plains, the Mammoth Spring Dental Clinic, Dr. Mike Kersey, Monty's Outdoors in West Plains, the REMAX Real Estate Exchange, Alex and Kylie O'Neill in Thayer, and the Baxter Regional Health System Hometown Clinic in Mammoth Spring. For Mike Robertson, back of the studio, and for Statman Adam, I'm Red Bull Mike Crace. Till next time, have a good time. Thayer Bobcat Football, presentation of the Ecom Sports Network.